talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What's up?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Sad week. So many things happened, a lot of deaths. And, of course, Michael Jackson, world phenomena.
Hey, guys, I have a bet with a friend. I was wondering if you could help settle it. Who did Mulder and Scully work for on the show The X-Files? You know, what government agency? Bean, do you have any idea?
The FBI!
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
And now,
shame on you. God is looking down on you and shaming you.
Our feature presentation.
Rumors. Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
That's
Brian.
It. It's not a question. It's a statement.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 5:31, and it is Tuesday the 7th of, what do we call this?
Did you like it in the ass?
You bucky me for that!
Sure, yeah.
How could you forget that?
What's happening, people?
not much at all today.
Yeah.
I think
we're going to take your phone calls here in a minute at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin and Bean's Tuesday edition of What Is Your Deal? I am about tired of the Michael Jackson coverage. How about you guys?
Oh, no, just getting started with it. I'm good. Well, when I was on vacation, I was able to avoid it altogether.
Me too. I missed 99% of
it
because I was out of the country.
And then we came back yesterday and we had to start paying attention again. Yep. And now we're burned out. How could people watch this much of it? I don't know.
I don't know. But my dad is so funny because my dad, you guys mock me. My dad has the news on 24/7 at his house.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
He always watches the news. My dad pretty much only watches the CBS old people shows.
Yeah.
And then other than that, it's always CNN and or Fox News. That's it.
Here's what drives me crazy about that, though, is that it is repetitive. If you watch five minutes, you see the same story twice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So he's just going crazy. And I talked to him because his birthday is the 4th of July. I talked to him. He says, I can't handle it anymore. And I said, Chief, turn it off. Or watch TV Land. I mean, there's other channels that you can watch where you're guaranteed not to get nonstop Michael Jackson coverage. He's like, well, I don't want to miss, you know, something else if something else is going on. But
wow.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on that they're just not covering because clearly if you're doing 22 hours of Michael Jackson, you're not talking about a lot of other stuff that's still going on. Other stuff doesn't stop happening because Michael Jackson died.
Right, but they're
it just
not
doesn't
gonna,
get covered.
They're not going to talk about it, so you're not going to miss it if you're watching TV. I mean, you are going to miss it if you're watching TV no matter what.
But the ratings come out every day, and people are glued to this. I mean, can you fault the TV stations or the radio stations for giving people what they want if they're continuing to tune in to watch and listen?
No, there are certain things like this where the public can't get enough.
Yeah.
I mean, and it can be horrible coverage, which some of it has been, just time wasting. And still, you know, just in case something else comes out, they just...
Yeah, there are certain things that they do because they get the ratings. And I mentioned car chases. Yep. It's the same thing. You can object to it or whatever, but they get the ratings.
Our friend Joel McHale, by the way, who's one of the funniest people on TV, and in fact is going to be a guest on the David Letterman show tonight. If you love Joel like we do and you want to tune in, he did a montage of the reporters talking about Michael Jackson's body and where it might be.
The mystery over Michael's body today.
Where is Michael Jackson's body right now?
Some media outlets reporting that Michael Jackson is here. We don't know.
His body is being kept in a secret location.
We don't know his final resting place.
Hopefully some official word.
Why is it in a secret location?
Michael Jackson.
Again, this was an empty hearse. We don't know whose it is.
Where is the body right now?
His body is here.
His body is currently at the Forest Lawn Memorial Park.
He's not here.
We don't know.
It's a cemetery. It could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
Okay. There are a lot of dead people.
See, the thing is, and that's from courtesy of the soup buddy.
Did that last guy say there are a lot of dead people?
They stand in front of, it was so funny, I saw that, Bean, and they were standing, many of them, in front of the cemetery looking around going, His body's not here.
Sure can't see. Like he's going to be laying out?
Yeah. Like sunning? Just be on the grass in front of him.
But lack of actual news doesn't stop them from continuing to fill up the hour. So if they don't, if there's no word on where the body is, that gives them something to speculate about for hours at a time.
Yeah, but that's the comedy part to me, because if I were doing it and we said, hey, does anybody know where the body is? First of all, I don't know that I would ever ask that, because does it really matter?
Yeah.
No.
And second of all, if the answer was we don't know, then that's not a story to go with.
Right.
Right. That's just not part of the story, right?
Fill.
You don't have. You might want to do some research behind the scenes, but if you don't have any info, don't bring it up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, good times, though. But thank God Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant are part of the Michael Jackson Memorial at Staples Center this morning. Thank God. Hey, do they think it's practice or something? Is that why they're there? What's the tie into Michael Jackson?
Wouldn't that be great if they were one-on-one, you know, at one end of the basket while that was going on? Look, hey, listen, this is my home, Kobe says. I'm going to practice.
I hope the Harlem Globetrotters come down and play the Jackson family. That's what I hope.
All right, time for your phone calls. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
How about free tickets to popular amusement park Six Flags Magic Mountain and a free show featuring the bands Amberlin and Metric, both good bands. That is coming up on Saturday, July the 18th. That's what you get for being on the air with Kevin Bean. For What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with our man Sean? He is on line one this morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Hey, Sean, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I am boycotting the news. It is ridiculous. Have you seen the tickets for the Michael Jackson Memorial for $100,000 on eBay?
I've heard all kinds of different numbers.
They're going from $5,000 to $10,000 to $8,000 to $100,000.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were slapping them up there, and eBay was taking them down as fast as they could. And I don't know how many ended up selling and for what price, but people, you know, looked at it as an opportunity to make some cash.
I don't know how they're going to get in because they have to have the wristband, too.
Dude, there's ways around that.
That's for one ticket. The second ticket, you can sell. The second ticket is not associated with any name.
But still, it's ridiculous. I'm boycotting the news for the next month.
It does seem ridiculous. Yeah, if you don't boycott the news, you know what? I'm hoping that Wednesday will be wall-to-wall.
Yes.
And then Thursday, people will start going...
Well, what is there to say
Memorial's
once
over.
He's, like, buried
The only thing next is what the toxicology report,
right.
You know,
comes
exactly.
Out. Exactly.
Hopefully it will die down a little bit, but I doubt it. That's why there's a Blu-ray. That's why you need that.
Good point.
Put on some movies and move along. Thank you, Sean.
All right. Hey, Psycho Mike, read the screen. I just put you up a note while we go to Jimmy. He's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Hey, Jim, what's up?
What's up, guys? I just wanted to say that the movie Year One was awful. It was a waste of 2 hours, and they just walked around for 2 hours, and they had all that great talent.
I love everyone in that movie, and it looked terrible, and I didn't go. Cera, I love, love, love. He's great in everything. Jack Black, love. Boy, that looked bad.
Yeah.
Review that wasn't too bad.
Oh, really?
And then I didn't get to it, though. Transformers came out, and it was gone.
Yeah.
Just knocked it off the screen.
Yeah, it's a shame. I don't know why that happens.
Christopher Mintz Plasse owes me $22.
it is kind of weird. You ask a good question, how does it happen? Because clearly these guys all know what's funny. They've all been involved in very funny movies before. So you'd think that along the way before the movie gets released, somebody would say, okay, this needs to be rewritten or reshot because it's not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they all go along with it and kind of know it's bad and still let it hit the theaters?
I don't think most of them have any say. I mean, even if you're an actor, you can't really go, hey, guys, this isn't funny. Let's do something else.
Also, didn't Ivan Reitman or someone really powerful and smart write this?
I don't know.
Someone with a lot of, like, stature in Hollywood wrote that movie. Harold Ramis, there you go. So I bet you a lot of people were probably just scared to say something or just assumed they were wrong. And the movie really was good.
You know, you're halfway through. You're not stopping.
I guess, but...
And the other thing is maybe it was in the editing or something. You know, the stuff that you do and then whatever happens after that...
Yeah, there's a lot of people involved.
That changes everything, yeah.
Well...
All right, let's do one more. How about Joe? He's on line six on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Joe, good morning. What it do?
What's up, guys? How to do?
How'd it do?
How'd it do, Lisa May? What's happening?
Hi, Joe.
Good. Hey, you know what? Did you guys hear about the whole tactical alert for today?
Did we hear about the tactical alert for in Los Angeles because of the Michael Jackson thing?
Because of the whole Michael Jackson thing, the National Guard, military police, were on tactical alert.
Oh, good.
National, well, that makes sense. That I mean, that's a good idea.
National Guard, the last thing I remember with the National Guard is the riots.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
When I got me a TV. And that was great. And I'm hoping to get another TV today.
Well, you might be in luck. You never know. There's a lot of crazy people out there today.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I work for an ambulance company. We're also on alert, too, in case people start dropping.
Yeah, I can see that.
I could, too.
They should park all of the ambulances out right outside of Staples Center. Just because...
Well, we'll park them right next to the National Guard vehicles.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Sounds like a good plan.
I'd rather the National Guard had a contingency plan in the event that they are needed rather than not even think about it and then have to scramble. So I'm glad to hear that. I don't anticipate any problems like that other than traffic. I think that's going to be the only real problem today.
Yeah, there's another guy in the line. We don't have time to take his call, but he works in Los Angeles already right this second. He can't get to work.
Oh, man.
Yeah. At 5:41.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Lisa, how far away from Staples Center are they blocking off streets? It looks on the map they're showing on the TV. It looks like anywhere west of Oklahoma City, you're going to have trouble driving today.
That's true.
Well, that's not my information. I have some off-ramps closed off the Harbor Freeway. The whole Harbor Freeway is closed right now because there's a fatal accident.
Great.
So that's part of it. But I just have a one-mile radius closed around Staples Center.
Okay, a mile, though, is... Think about how far that is.
You know what? I misspoke. A one-block radius, actually.
On all sides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got, I think they're doing something at Forest Lawn, too, because they're supposed to have some sort of ceremony there this morning, so they're blocking roads there, too. It's just a nightmare. Sure. Way to go, Michael. A-hole.
Yeah, they have the Forest Lawn on and off-ramps closed.
And that's a touching tribute.
This is like what Kevin always says about the jumpers, man. It's just, look, jump someplace else on your own time where you're not screwing up the rest of us. Same thing with you, Michael. Die somewhere else.
Traffic sucks already.
Stay home.
We don't need it.
That's what I say.
Yeah. You're sick. You're feeling a little under the weather.
Exactly.
Swine flu. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have Andrew Siciliano coming into the studio.
Nice.
If he can make it.
Sportscaster extraordinaire.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Anel, K-Rock listener, who is going to be down at the Michael Jackson thing.
Okay.
Boy, is he excited.
Is he?
Oh, my God. Well, you talked to him yesterday. Just so excited to be going.
I did. I just couldn't tell. He was one of the people that just randomly, applied online and got picked. And he has great seats.
He does.
But he was thinking of selling both of them. That's why I asked if he was, still excited, because I didn't know if he was going. But we're going to try and talk to Harvey Levin today from TMZ.
Okay.
Get the latest. As you can imagine, he is a little busy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little. We are going to talk to Kelly Crosby, who has created something to rid the world of the dreaded camel toe.
What?
Yep.
Who's complaining about camel toe? I like it.
I think us women might be tired of you all pointing.
Well, it's funny.
And then laughing. Exactly.
Would you like to take that back? Very popular segment on today's
show. That we could do every day if we wanted to.
We're going to talk about the return of Manny Ramirez to the Dodgers after having to sit out for, what was it, 2 months?
50 games.
Yeah.
Because of a drug test. And L.A. Inc., the new season begins tonight. We're going to talk to Kat Von D. Thursday night, I think. So we're going to talk to Kat Von D on the program today as well. So we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Did Kevin bring down Las Vegas at the World Series of Poker in the last week? We're going to find out. He has been very coy, very mum on the details about what happened on his vacation in Las Vegas. But
all I know
is
the World Series was still going on when I was in Vegas, and I looked everywhere for Kevin. I did not see his giant glowing yellow head.
Yeah. It's hard
but
to
he's
find
a master of disguises, though, Ralph. He might have been a small Japanese woman. You have no idea. But he was dressed up. Anyway, we'll hear that exciting story coming up in about 10 minutes. First, Ralph is here with our first Showbiz Beat of the day. It is Tuesday morning. Are you still sticking to a no MJ policy for Showbiz Beat?
I am boycotting the Michael Jackson story.
Okay.
You will not get any Michael Jackson news from this particular source.
We can cover it at other times.
I can't stop you from doing what you do.
All right.
You're an autonomous nation.
Okay.
I got no choice. I'm not going to interfere in your elections.
Okay, good.
Even though there may be rioting in the streets.
No, that's true.
I'm just saying, I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it.
I've had an ass bowl. I think most of America has, despite what you guys would like to believe. And I think we're all choosing just to take a breath, just to step back.
All right.
And saying, just let him go. Let him run wild.
Let who go?
Not saying it.
Michael.
Not talking about any of those people.
Oh.
All right. Let's talk about other things, shall we? You know, I've been fascinated following the latest trend of really bad ideas for movies.
Oh, sure.
And boy,
right.
They have a lot of them.
Based on bad TV shows, bad games, bad toys. Yesterday we talked about the Viewmaster, the movie.
The last 2 months seem to have been the golden time of these.
Some dam broke someplace in Hollywood, and it's just been a nonstop torrent. I think Hasbro has made a giant deal after the Transformers was such a success. They're just selling off everything they ever made into a movie. And Milton Bradley's doing the same thing with board games and stuff.
Sure.
So today, I mentioned yesterday, T.J. Hooker was getting the big screen version.
Right.
And today they announced Baywatch. Is being reworked for the big screen.
Okay. All right. I'm good with that.
It's going to be a comedy, though.
Oh, no.
About two unlikely guys who end up being lifeguards next to the tanned and attractive group at Baywatch.
Jack Black and Michael Cera?
Oh, I hope so. We sure don't belong here on the beach. Oh, yes, we do. Go save someone.
Guys, this won't surprise you, but I've never seen the Baywatch TV show. I thought that was a comedy.
Well, it was not a comedy.
It wasn't really.
It was an uber serious drama.
Yeah. It was funny accidentally.
That's why it was so funny.
But there were also just always amazingly hot chicks in you know, bikinis.
Sure, running
in remember, this is where we got our Pam Anderson break and Yasmin Bleeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another girl who was hot. What was her
name?
Carmen Electra, yeah. But there was the skinnier one.
Nicole Eggert,
Jean Lee Nolan. Alexandra Paul, the thinner one who was always attractive to me too. I thought.
Is this movie going to star the man?
This is a mess.
Apparently, no word on Hasselhoff being involved in the big screen.
He's in. I'm in.
Budget. They got to throw him a cameo, especially if it's a comedy. You got to get a cameo.
Absolutely.
Of him and Pam. You know, drinking a latte on the beach or something.
You would think.
Yeah,
didn't he own that show too?
Yeah, he did.
I think he owned a piece of it when they did Baywatch Nights, which was the nighttime version. And I think he had some deal with the international distribution on the other end. But,
okay.
We'll have to wait and see for Baywatch 3D.
This is a mess.
Oh, I hope it's
sure
in 3D.
It is. Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
An actor has thanked publicly Kiefer Sutherland for his career.
Huh?
His name is Robert Knepper. He's an actor who stars in Prison Break. Prison Break. He played Teabag in that show. I don't know if you watched the show. You're familiar with Teabag.
I'm so glad I don't have that nickname.
Yeah, especially in a prison drama. You don't want to be the guy known as Teabag. Apparently, he had contemplated quitting acting. He couldn't land any roles. 10 or 15 years ago, he says, Kiefer and I used to go to the same gym. I remember talking to him often about acting and mentioning to him that I wanted to quit. Because I couldn't find any work, and Kiefer punched me. He punched me so hard, it hurt for days. And after he punched me, he told me, don't you ever give up. And I thank Kiefer every day for that advice.
Is that how he communicates with people?
Apparently he is very touchy-feely.
Just a series of punches or headbutts?
Or punchy-feely, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
Hey, he's lucky to get waterboarded.
Usually that would lead to a lawsuit, but this guy's thanking him.
How about that?
Maybe he was trying to tell that fashion designer never to give up.
Don't give up.
At that big gala in New York,
right.
When he headbutted him. He was trying to encourage him to continue on with his designing by smashing him in the face with his forehead. Congratulations to American Idol judge Cara DioGuardi. She was married last weekend in Maine to a guy named Mike McCuddy. Apparently, Mike presented Cara with a new saddle.
New saddle
for the wedding, that which was
news.
Nice. She made a lovely bride. I'm sorry. Adam Lambert, speaking of American Idol, is furious that a record company called Hi-Fi Records that he used to have a deal with are releasing a bunch of demos he recorded before the show, trying to cash in on his newfound fame. However, the record company claims they just want to share his talent with the world.
Oh, so they're giving it away for free then?
Well, not so much. No, they're selling the copies, but still, their motivation
is pure
to share his talent with the world.
But why didn't they want to share it with the world 6 months ago or 5 years ago when they had it?
There was no money in it.
I see.
I have the greatest Spencer Pratt Heidi Montag story in the history of show business.
That's a pretty tough category.
All right, then I will reserve judgment.
All right.
Until I talk about it and you see what you think,
all
okay?
Right.
You may or may not know, but Spencer and Heidi are devout followers of a conspiracy nut radio host named Alex Jones.
Oh, I love that guy.
You know, he's one of the 9/11 truthers.
He's the king of conspiracy theorists, I think.
Yes. And apparently the duo showed up on his show last week.
Excellent.
To talk about his work and how they are big fans of his.
Excellent.
Here's some of the things they discussed on the show. It turns out that Heidi and Spencer are also 9/11 truthers who believe that 9/11 was perpetrated by the U.S. government so that it could start wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and create opportunities to curtail civil liberties.
Okay.
They also said that they believe, this is Heidi and Spencer, that the government is implanting microchips in everyone.
Yes.
Apparently, Heidi said, this is very serious. It says in the Bible, this is the mark of the beast. And that is the sign of worshiping the devil. So I will not let anyone put a chip in my body. So she apparently is anti-chip in the body.
Okay.
From the government.
Before I stopped following their respective tweets, by the way, Heidi was on a tear about this chips thing. It seemed like every third tweet was reminding people not to let somebody put a chip in their body because she was convinced that it was going to be a worldwide epidemic. It was going to start now.
Yeah. Apparently birth control is also another government conspiracy.
Oh, God, does that mean they're going to reproduce?
No, I hope not.
What does that mean?
That the government's trying to curtail the number of the babies we're having so that they
to
can...
To shrink the tax base?
No, shrink any army that may rise up to conquer them.
But they haven't been exactly, you know, keeping...
Look, Kevin, we're down to very few people. We're down to very few people.
I would like to hear them explain
these
things.
Oh, man, these guys are great.
Most Christians, Heidi says, understand what's going on. We're being persecuted. This is the end of the world.
Okay.
By the way, that's possible. A better explanation is that you're both idiots.
Yeah, that's another option.
Every Christian since the first, by the way, has had such a self-importance issue that they believe that they're living in end times and that the world's going to end on their watch, and they're the ones who have to spread the word to everybody else.
Yeah.
For 2,000 years, it's been any second now is going to be the end of the world.
Apparently, besides the chips, 9/11, and birth control, they said they're huge fans of this guy, and he is telling the truth, and the rest of us need to listen.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. He's got other fans who are upset because they believe, this guy Alex Jones has other fans who are upset about Heidi and Spencer being on the show because they believe that the reality stars are CIA plants who are spreading disinformation.
Oh, plot thickens.
Here's the problem. You can't really ever satisfy a group of conspiracy theorists. They'll never really be on your side because they're born to be paranoid, you see.
If Spencer and Heidi are agents for the CIA, then they're the best agents ever.
It really is the end of the world.
Yeah.
They are the James Bond and Lara Croft of our time.
That is the best story ever.
I just wish they worked for that other national security agency, not the CIA. That's what I wish. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, me too. So today's celebrity birthday. Drummer Ringo Starr from the Beatles is 69 years old today. The construction worker from the Village People, David Hodo.
Yeah, there you go.
David Hodo.
Wait,
is
that David Hodo?
David Hodo. H-O-D-O. Hodo. David Hodo.
By the way, he gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. TV's Batman, Adam West, no star.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Mike thinks it's Hodo.
Yeah.
Is 62 years old today. Mark White, bassist of the Spin Doctors. Really, Dave? I got to talk to the King of Mexico about this list.
That guy does not make the list.
Spin Doctors bassist is on my list. Georgia Fox from CSI.
Yeah.
Remember that gap tooth broad on CSI who was Grissom's girlfriend on that show?
Sure.
She is 41 years old today. I remember one time the devil went down to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
what happened?
Never mind. And Michelle Kwan, skater, singer Michelle Kwan.
Hey!
Wow. Everybody's rested after the vacation.
Yeah.
Let's see. She is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show Bisbee.
So we were on vacation for the last couple of weeks, and I went to participate in the World Series of Poker because I love poker.
Now tell me how that works, by the way, because anyone off the street can go play in the World Series of Poker.
Because
it doesn't work like that in baseball with World Series. I can't just show up at the stadium and say, "Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play."
No, but in poker, you have to pay
to
play. So they'll let as many people that want to, you know, pony up the cash. They're fine with that. It makes the pot bigger,
right,
for the winners or whatever. And those people almost never win, so it's not a big deal. But it's a huge thing going on in Vegas. It's like late May. All the way through July 15th.
Wow. They just hold tournament after tournament?
Yes. The main event is going on now, the big event. That one is a $10,000 buy-in. And there are maybe 9,000 people that do it.
Tell me something.
From all over the world.
The main event, I mean, you could be in, what, this main event now if you had...
And I would have had to broadcast from our Las Vegas affiliate.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see how that works.
Oh, wait, we don't have one.
And you would have had to have paid $10,000 even though you had won your way to the point where you're allowed to play in the big tournament?
Well, it's...
You'd still have to pay?
It doesn't work that way. You can win your way into that main event tournament. A lot of online sites have that kind of stuff, but I was just trying to win the money.
Right.
There's no way I'm going to pay $10,000.
Right.
Your odds are so unbelievable, infinitesimal, because there's so many people.
Okay.
But there are smaller tournaments. So I played in a $1,500 buy-in. Still a ton of dough.
Yes.
Right. But knowing you're going to lose it.
But way fewer people.
Not Kevin.
There were only like 3,000 people instead of 9,000.
It's nothing.
Well, no, it's a lot, but... But they do it at the Rio, and they have this convention center, which is the biggest convention center I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. You know how big those rooms are?
Yeah.
You could pull in like a couple of 747s, and they got plenty of room in there. And there are thousands of poker tables. Thousands.
My God.
It is an amazing, amazing organizational just achievement.
Yeah.
So you show up, you got to sign in, you got to give them your driver's license, you got to, they check everything, and then you start playing. So I played on a Saturday. I had a flight back on Sunday. I just thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'll get kicked out, then I'll be on my way back home. So on Saturday, you play for, 10 to 12 hours.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
I didn't know it was that long. It got to be about dinner, and I was like, okay, see you guys tomorrow. And they're like, oh, no, this is just a dinner break. So I came back.
Oh, my God.
Played till 8, and then another break. I said,
all right,
I'll see you tomorrow. And they go, nope, 20 minutes. We'll see you back here.
Oh, man.
And we finished at 1 a.m. Right?
What time did you start?
Noon.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a lot of poker. But most of the time, the people who don't really know what they're doing are getting kicked out. So now, by the end of the first day, we only have, maybe 1,500 people instead of 3,000.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. When it's 11:30, midnight, are you still enjoying yourself?
Absolutely.
Really?
Even though you've been playing for 12 hours, you're still having fun.
It was really fun. The problem is you end up, I don't know if people know No Limit Hold'em as well, but you do end up folding a lot. So basically it's a half hour of boredom followed by 10 seconds of sheer terror. Followed by a half hour boredom. You know what I mean? Like you all of a sudden you're in it and you're afraid you could lose the whole thing and you're freaking out. And then you just, you fold for a while again.
Okay.
So the end of the first day, I was pretty good. This has no relation to how much money you win, but when you give them $1,500, they give you $4,500 worth of chips.
Okay.
That's what you start with. So by the end of the first day, I had $60,000 or $70,000 in chips.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was doing really well.
No kidding.
So went to bed at 1, then got up the next day and started again. Played all day the next day. So I had to, in the breaks, I had to run over to Southwest Airlines and go, can I postpone my flight because I'm still here? And then it got to be dinner time. And by the end of the second day, I was on the leaderboard. My name. There was a big leaderboard up there. I was in fifth or sixth place.
Are you kidding?
No.
Now, how many people are left at that point, do you think?
Probably 750 or something. But the leaderboard isn't 750. It's only 10.
Oh, my God.
And I'm in the top 10 of chips. But,
wow.
That, again, it doesn't mean I'm going to end in fifth place. It just means I have that many chips right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I could get kicked out at any point.
But still, even getting on the board with that many
chips. Yeah, that's the thing. That's not the thing about poker is you could lose 80% of your chips in one hand if it goes badly,
or all of it. Yeah.
Right.
Very easily.
Yeah.
Because you have to play really aggressively. And if you don't play aggressively, you don't win. So you're all in a couple of different times where you're risking all of your... And by the end of the second day, you don't want to do that because you've spent so much time playing.
And you have so many chips.
So they move you from table to table as the group gets smaller. Then they move you from giant convention center room to giant convention center room. And they take you into the main room. And this is where they have all the giant posters and the ESPN booth where that's the one you see on TV.
Gosh.
That's going on right now in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they've got the spectator stands. It's absurdly big. So it gets to be the end of the second night, and I have $180,000 worth of chips.
Oh, my God.
Just piles. You can barely see my head behind the piles of chips.
And that's saying something. All right, let me ask a dumb question from a guy who doesn't play poker. If you want to, can you cash out?
No. Not in a tournament.
You have to play until you lose.
Yes, at a tournament.
Until you either lose or you win. Okay.
Yes. And the way they make sure that somebody wins or loses is they increase the money that you have to pay to play. So there's something called a small blind and a big blind. And if it comes around to your turn, you have to put that much money in just to make sure that people are betting. And then also to make sure people are betting, there's an ante. So by this point, it was a $400 ante, which means every hand I got to put in $400 goes into the pot.
But you got 100.
Yeah, exactly. 180 grand. So, and then the small blind is $1,500 and the big blind is $3,000. So there's two players at the table that have to do that. So here's where it gets confusing. So it's this giant convention center, and we've moved rooms a couple of times. I have $180,000 in chips, and I go and I think, oh, man, I only have a 20-minute break. I got to go change my flight to Monday now and find a place to stay because I didn't have a hotel room. So I call Southwest, change it to Monday. I go wait in line at the front desk of the Rio and try to get another night. I get another night. Then I realize it's time to run back and play. So I run all the way back over to the convention center area, and I go into the room, and I sit down at my table, and I realize this is not my table. And that's when it occurs to me that if this isn't my table, I don't have any idea where my table is.
And it could be
there are
anywhere,
tens of
right?
thousands of tables in those rooms.
Oh, my God.
They don't give you a little badge or something, or a ticket, nothing? They give you a hint?
No.
A map?
No, you know what it is?
Here's your table.
You know what it is? They tell you where you are, and you're supposed to not be a dumbass.
Right.
You're supposed to remember and go, and I did, you know, the whole time, until then.
But I find casinos to be confusing anyway.
And this is a convention center with these four or five giant rooms with tens of thousands.
You could be in the wrong room.
I was in the wrong room.
Oh, God.
I was. So now I start running around. Now I'm panicking. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. And, you know, the people there are sort of helpful, but they don't have much time for dumbasses.
And what happens if you're not back?
If I'm not back, then, you know, all that money I was saying that you have to play each hand?
Yes.
They just take it off your pile and put it in and you fold. So your pile just starts dwindling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're giving it away.
It's not like I lose until I run out, but you're just giving away money.
Right.
So now I run around. I literally ran around that whole room, couldn't find the table that I was at, realized I was in the wrong convention center room.
Oh, dear God.
So then I ran down the hallway, and I was like, now I have no idea. So I went into another room, and I was literally running around the table.
And what are you trying to find? People you recognize?
Yes, people I recognize, the dealer, anything. Anything.
Bunch of people in sunglasses that you recognize.
And yeah, there's security there, and they're like, sir, are you playing? And I'm like, yes, I can't find my table. I can't find it. I'm so hating myself right now because I was doing so well, and now I can't find where I'm supposed to be.
This is so sad.
Oh, it was so sad. And I went from room to room to room to room, and I finally ended up maybe a half hour late. By asking 2,500 people. Well, what's tournament 51? Which room is it in now? I can't find it. I was just totally freaking out. And finally, I got there and I found my table. And I don't know, I was down from 180,000 to like 160,000, something like that. Because I wasn't there.
Right.
And it was just, everything was going wrong.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I sat down and I got pocket queens, which is really good and no hold'em, no limit. And I went all in.
Okay.
Pretty quickly after that.
Very aggressive.
The guy who was in third place had $220,000. He went all in against me.
So you guys, you had the second or the third and the fifth, at your table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he turned over ace king. So far, I'm still okay because he doesn't have a pair. I have a pair of queens.
Okay.
And then they turn over the flop, which is the three cards in the middle of the table. And there's an ace and a king in there, which means I lose everything. All of it.
Now, if you were superstitious, you'd say it was because you got lost. It broke your concentration.
I was
broke your
so
streak.
Out of breath at that point that I was just trying to catch my breath. And I was walking out, you know, my head's down. Oh, I was in fifth place. That's not where I ended up, of course. It's like you end up however many people. I was in the top 200, but not fifth.
But
then as I was walking out, I looked at the leaderboard and the dude that I went all in against. Number one in chips.
He's got all yours.
Could have been you.
By about a 2-to-1 margin over second place.
Wow.
That would have been me.
Would have been you.
And it
if
wasn't,
you weren't a dumbass.
It wasn't me. That's the message. It wasn't me. I'm a dumbass. And so then I was just out, and that now I have to wait till next year.
They need to start pinning that kind of information to your shirt.
Right. I can't find work half of the time.
That's what his wife does, but she wasn't there.
Oh, I so hated myself right then. I was like, why do I not pay attention to anything? If there's ever a time, You'd think I would pay attention then.
You need breadcrumbs.
Oh,
drop them wherever you go.
I hate me. I hate my life. I hate everything about me.
Oh, my God. You were so close.
I was so close.
Luckily, you had a room for the night and plane reservation for the next, night?
And did I need either of them?
No.
Nope. Got kicked out just before that.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday morning. I didn't know that camel toe was such a problem that something had to be invented to erase it. But we will talk to the inventor coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for the Afro line. These are your calls you leave for us on the Kevin and Bean answering machine. Then when we play them back on the air, it's 323-520-AFRO.
We were on vacation for a quick minute.
Yeah.
And that's what the first call's about.
Yeah! Fresh Kevin and Bean! Woo! Real live Kevin and Bean. All right. Cool. Hey, how long has it been recorded for?
How long has it been recorded for?
Is it?
It's not recorded. We're here.
Yeah.
If you don't believe we're live, I couldn't hold up this newspaper with today's date, September 12th, 2005.
They can't see you, first of all. And it's 2009. Transformers 2, really only two reasons to go. One is for explosions, but the main reason is Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm. Just got done watching Transformers 2. All I got to say, Megan Fox, white pants. That's right.
Those of you that don't know the white pants rule... it's the, how do we say this?
Well, I mean, it's basically advertising that, you'll lay on your stomach.
Right.
Basically, that's what it is.
Okay.
Not exactly like that.
Well,
okay.
that's a safe way of saying it.
Okay.
Ass up facing the pillow.
Exactly.
Can I say that? All right.
Good. You did.
Bean went to Finland, and before that he came to the Finnish consulate in Los Angeles. And took a sauna with some of the people there,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people found odd.
Being in a sauna? Jesus Christ in tap shoes. Producer Alex, Lisa May, Miss Cleo, Charlie Marley, I don't care. You have so many better options other than being sitting around in a room with a bunch of men in towels talking about odd numbers, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
You know what I like? I like maps. Let's talk about maps for a while.
Hey, I wish they'd been men in towels. Believe me. I would have paid out of my own pocket to get some towels on some of those dudes.
Kevin, this is a zombie ass. If you don't give us an interview, we are coming for you.
Look. I'm the only person that seems to be interested that there are zombie ants in this world right now walking
right, because
around
they can't do anything to you because they're dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you know that because...
Because they can't do anything to you because they're dead.
Yeah,
that's
officially they can't walk around because they're dead either, but they do!
Well, apparently they can pick up the phone, call, and speak English, too.
What do ants have to do to get your attention? I'm over here waving my hands. They're zombie ants! No one cares. Driving you crazy. This time of year, if you're not a baseball fan, and I know most people are, but if you're not a baseball fan like myself, it's slim pickings on TV.
Let's see what's on the old tube. Let's get some sports here. Some football. Let's see here. No baseball. Okay, I guess no football. Let's try some hockey. Baseball, some more baseball. What the hell? Okay, let's try some basketball. There gotta be some basketball. No basketball. Where's this baseball? Some more baseball. What the hell? No, just baseball.
Yeah, it's rough. After the NBA finals and the NHL finals.
Yep, this is it.
Then this is it. And when we say this is it.
This is it.
Yeah. Bean, do you have Rodney talking about Michael Jackson, DJ here on K-Rock?
His touching tribute to the legendary Michael Jackson? Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sad week. So many things happened, a lot of deaths. And, of course, Michael Jackson, world phenomena.
Nicely done.
Michael Jackson, world phenomena.
Yeah. He is a phenomena.
Phenomena. Yeah.
I think that's true. There's a service called Text to Landline. You can text a service, and then an operator, a computer voice, really, has to read whatever it is that you have typed.
Mm-hmm. I sent a Text to Landline message to you. He shoots, he scores. The king of pop is dead. This is it.
This is it.
Right?
And then, Apparently the K-Rock microphones were there at Staples Center.
All right, Michael, let's take this dance rehearsal from the top again. Okay. Michael?
That's, yeah! That's barely trying.
That is our touching tribute.
This will be it. Yeah. This is it. Right. When I say this is it, it right. really means this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. I right. mean, this is really it. And this is the final.
Okay.
This is the final curtain call.
Right. Got it. I believe that that is true.
Yep.
And so it begins.
So why does Michael Jackson like 28-year-olds? Because there's 20 of them. How does Michael Jackson pick his nose? Out of a catalog. What does Michael Jackson like best about showering with 12-year-olds? With her hair wet, they look 10.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow it's time. Once he's in the ground, maybe tomorrow it's time to bring the Michael Jackson jokes.
Too soon?
Not at all.
All right, tomorrow we'll do that. First, let's talk to Kelly Crosby. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you? You have created what for the universe?
I have created something that eliminates what is commonly known as camel toe in a woman.
All right, I have one question. Why?
Why? Kevin?
Why? I mean, you might like it, you know, but we don't want to be the girl sporting it.
Oh, I see.
Most of the time. And if you do, that's fine. Rock it out. We don't have a problem with it, but we just think that we should have a choice.
All right.
What? Explain this to me, because I don't know. This is a bean speaking here, Kelly, and I don't know anything about woman, about the woman. But why would you not? I mean, what is it you're trying to hide? You have beautiful stuff going on down there. Why are you trying to keep it to yourself? What's up?
No, but I think there's a time and a place for everything. I mean, I don't necessarily think that you have children, Dean.
No,
I do not.
God, he hates kids, but I do. I have kids.
You know, and I think there's a time and a place for everything. You don't want your grandma showing it.
Or no. Good point.
Good point.
Good point.
You know, it's my best friend and I were on a boat one day, basically. She presented an idea. She's like, you know, I'm sick and tired of having to pull pads out of my bikini top to put down there so that I'm not showing camel toe. Uh-huh. You know, we don't want to be like the guys who are like, oh, she's got a camel toe. It's not really funny to us.
Or at the gym. You know, sometimes at the gym, really not comfortable.
Exactly.
So, give me the history of the camel toe a little bit, because obviously it's existed as long as women have been wearing clothes and have been shaving, but it seems like it's only been the last, I don't know, 15 years or something like that, that it has become kind of a worldwide phenomenon that everyone knows about and talks about.
Well, I think so, because, you know, the Brazilian bikini wax and you know, the hairless is kind of come about, and there's no bush for the cush. So, there used to be padding there, and now there's nothing, so it's kind of a new problem.
What do you do with women like Britney Spears that won't even wear underwear? Is there a way, apply that without...
I don't really get that.
All right, so what's going on with the cuccini? What is it made of? How does it work?
That's the name of it.
It's made out of 100% soft polyester. It is like a foam pad that's kind of like the one in your bikini top, but it's pressed. It's a little bit thicker. It's thicker just in the middle, and it tapers out on the edges.
I don't think I have very much padding in my bikini top.
Okay.
Is it comfortable?
Is
it comfortable to wear?
Yeah, you don't even know it's there.
I tried it.
You did?
They sent us it. Yeah, they sent it over, and I tried it yesterday, and you don't even know it's
stupid
there.
Stupid Lisa. We told her to wear it. We told her to wear a swimsuit this morning.
Here's what's funny is it comes two in this package, right. And so I brought one in to show you guys, but my purse is really full of stuff, so clearly I dropped it somewhere.
Oh, good.
Between my house and here.
Well, somebody gets a free one.
So, yeah.
As long as it wasn't the one you wore.
It wasn't the one I wore.
Because that's the one we want to auction off on eBay.
Exactly, and we can get her to sign it.
I'll tell you, the person who needs the Cuccini pad more than anyone else on this planet is the girl that Ralph showed me on the internet yesterday that's skydiving nude. She needs this in a big way. She needs like two of them.
Hey, Kelly, if you're just joining us, by the way, Kelly Crosby is on the phone. She is the creator of the Cuccini, and the website is Cuccini.com. That's Cuccini, Cuccini.com. Are there any celebrity endorsements coming for the Cuccini?
Cuccini.
Cuccini, yeah. Right. Yes. Forgive me. Do you have a Fergie or anyone like that who's known for camel toe that you're gonna be able to get for some ads?
We do have something in the works. I'm not allowed to say anything about it.
Okay.
But we just launched our Facebook, So we need friends. If you log into the website, then you can become a friend of Facebook.
Why would you want to become a friend of a product?
Well, you just do. And then we just named our camel, the Facebook named our camel. Her name is Tulip.
Tulip.
Oh, because Tulip. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Very clever.
Wow.
I think we get it. All right. Let me spell it again for the ladies who want the Cuccini. It is Cuccini. And, maybe it's an excellent Mother's Day gift for next year for the guys if they want to go to the website and pick one up.
And workout apparel too. So we're coming out.
Oh, they're expanding.
I'm going to post something on your Facebook wall, and I'm going to say this is a bad product. Don't use it.
Why would you do that?
It's funny because guys are just the opposite. They're putting socks in. They're putting shirts in. They're putting everything they can.
Trying to look bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
so
no.
Right. What are you going to do?
All right. Cuccini.com is the site. Kelly, great work. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Bye. This afternoon at 5, a little actress by the name of Hayden Panettiere. How about that?
Bells.
How about that? Take back the
What'd
bells.
What'd you say, Mike?
You heard me.
No. Nope.
Shut up.
She's on the show today, this afternoon at 5.
Yeah.
It's the world famous K-Rock, and it is 6:57.
Kevin and Bean Show Tuesday morning. We're opposite with the show Biz Beat again. Even though it's the biggest day since Michael Jackson died, MJ free, if I understand correctly, Ralph.
I am going not.
Huh?
I am not going to talk about the Michael Jackson story in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
I am boycotting the stories, the overkill, the media conflagration that is this poor man's death. I am off. I am done. I am finished.
Would you say,
this is it?
This is it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And what do you mean by that?
I'm saying you don't need me to add to the noise out there about this story. It's
Black people are dissatisfied.
It's beyond ridiculous. It really is just madness.
It might be a little overkill.
No, it's beyond that. Anna Nicole Smith, that was overkill. This is insanity on
this
every
is it.
Level. I think America is ill, and this story is the abscess.
So we need to go to a
Michael
dentist?
Michael Jackson.
That's exactly
world
right.
Panama.
That's what I'm saying. We need to go to a dentist.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Aren't most of the people in town from England or Europe?
No. There's a lot of Eurotrash here. Don't get me wrong. But I still believe the majority of the people attending this thing are people from the good old U.S. of A.
Right. Crazy Americans, right?
Yeah. Right. Who's footing the bill for this, by the way?
You.
You are.
You.
I'm sorry, what happened?
You are, and Lisa are. Is,
I'm sorry,
and I
what
am.
Happened now? Excuse me?
The taxpayer of Southern California.
Right.
In a state that has been broke for about 10 years.
Oh, the state that's giving out IOUs to people who work for the state.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So you're
and the city of Los Angeles, which is financially strapped as well.
That's
struggling
correct.
Financially.
Yes.
We're going to pick up the tab for this circus down at Staples Center.
That's correct.
We're going to put up the porta-potties and hire the cops for security and all that kind of stuff.
I hear there are 2,500 cops on duty this morning between the two events.
That's nice of you, Ralph.
That
considering
seems completely rational to me.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm telling you. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
The mayor should have come out and said, listen, we're sad about Michael, but bury him in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, seriously.
We got no money.
Yep.
This is it.
I don't understand it. How do you do that? How do you, as a responsible government official, allow that to happen?
Ho! Who said anything about responsible government officials?
And you know
where
what
are
else?
These guys?
You know what else it's time for? There used to be a day and age where the news divisions of networks were separate from the entertainment division.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, though, Ralph.
Wasn't that long ago? Wasn't
10
that
years?
Long ago? Yeah, but that's not that long.
Yeah, I noticed the difference when Survivor came on and CBS started interviewing Survivor members
on, the newscast?
On their newscast.
Yeah, it's been
and
a while.
And then it just, that was it.
But it was better.
Yes. But here's the key. Stop
better.
Watching it. You don't need to watch the news.
I don't. Okay. I've boycotted this personally as well. I'm not following the story any longer.
All right, good.
Because I know they got nothing to tell me. But the problem is, the average American apparently is not following those rules.
Yeah, true.
And sometimes you got to do what's right over what's popular. And I think the FCC needs to do something for a change that matters
that helps.
When it comes to broadcasting and step in and force networks to divest their news divisions from their entertainment divisions. Because the news that Americans are getting from television these days is worthless. Is practically worthless.
Has been for a while, though.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. And it's time that changed. I think this has to be the beacon. This has to be the trigger that makes people reevaluate how we get our news.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Because we're missing out on stuff that matters.
Right, but it's not going to happen.
But it's got to.
Right, but it isn't.
But it has to happen.
Okay, but it's not going to.
But it must.
It will, right up until the point where it doesn't.
But then it will.
But the thing is, it doesn't,
then it must happen.
But then it won't.
But then it must.
That's all I'm saying. It won't.
Speaking of the FCC, let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? I apologize, FCC. You are doing something important for broadcasting. They are currently entertaining the argument of the little people of America who want the word midget banned from all broadcast television.
That's real talk right there, man.
The way they would any offensive racial slur. By the way, I don't even know if those racial slurs are banned from television. They can probably say them, but they probably get in a lot of trouble. But the little people of America, this is obviously a rights group for the little people. They want the word midget banned from broadcast television.
You know what we have found out is that, first of all, you can find any word and you can make it offensive to yourself if you want, if that's what you're looking for. But we found out that there are a lot of little people that don't care about the word midget.
That's true.
There's some that do, and they care way too much, probably.
I'm guessing you'd probably find large portions of any minority who don't necessarily mind whatever you say about them. However, yeah. There is always a vocal group that tends to carry some either financial or economic or political weight. And they're the ones currently talking to the FCC.
Some of these little people that have a short fuse is what you're saying.
Oh, no, you didn't.
How does he do it?
I don't mean to be negative in any way, but a little person,
yeah,
little brain.
Apparently, the thing that cheesed them off the most was the recent Celebrity Apprentice. Where they were doing that Tide commercial or that detergent commercial.
Yes.
With Jesse James and Joan Rivers and that crew.
Yeah.
And they were talking about using the midgets. And the commercial, they kept saying, we should get some midgets and we'll put midgets in. They kept saying it over and over again. And these little people their little heads just exploded.
Although the little midgets in the TV commercial, they thought it was funny.
They were fine with it.
Yeah. So we'll see what the FCC rules on that.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, you ever come near Midgetville? And I will kick your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
That means it, too.
Don't get him upset. He'll bite you right in the knee. It'll happen. Speaking of Joan Rivers, Kathy Griffin, it's been announced, will be the host of Comedy Central's upcoming August 9th roast of Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Here's the problem, though. Kathy, huge fan of Joan Rivers.
Right.
Oh,
loves her.
Right.
Loves her.
Well, we need to get to Kathy before this happens.
So it really won't be an appropriate roast. It's like when Jeff Foxworthy was on the Larry the Cable Guy roast. Don't bring friends in. Bring somebody who can do it up.
Let Jeff Ross do it, by the way.
Yeah. The Joan Rivers show will be taped on July the 26th and be airing on August 9th, in case you want to check it out.
I hope it's posthumously.
Oh.
Jesus.
How dare you? How dare you say that, son of a bitch?
So you're saying like Kevin did? She's got to kill herself?
Are you crazy? Like I would say that.
Yeah. I just hope she dies quietly and painlessly in her sleep. That's all. But do it before August 9th.
Limp Bizkit is doing a free comeback show in Las Vegas.
What?
Because no one will pay.
Apparently, they were supposed to perform last week at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino as part of a UFC event, but backed out because of the DVD rights issues. They didn't want their show filmed for DVD use with the UFC event. So they're doing a free concert on July the 18th at the Pearl at the Palms Casino and Resort.
They should be so lucky as to get their comeback put on the UFC thing.
Yeah. Many fans say it's just too much to pay for Olympus to come back. So they won't be going. Lisa tried, but I still got it.
You got a better one.
Today's celebrity birthday is drummer Ringo Starr. He used to be He used to be a band called the Beatles, kids, and he was very, very popular with the kids.
Yeah.
He is 69 years old today. He's getting cranky in his old age, too, by the way. Won't sign anything for anybody anymore. Won't sign autographs. Won't take pictures. You're Ringo Starr.
Doesn't he realize that he's Ringo Starr?
Are you too busy with your other projects to meet Beatles fans anymore, Ringo? Ass. Too busy entering that Yasser Arafat lookalike contest?
I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah, it's in Vegas.
How about that?
I think Limp Bizkit's opening for him.
How about that?
Yeah. Actress Georgia Fox from CSI. She is 41 years old today. And skater Michelle Kwan. Is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
When you do a show like this, and a lot of times people ask us if we write it.
Are you high?
Seriously.
Can't you tell?
I mean, really, can't you tell that? You try a lot of stuff. You try to be funny, and there are times when you're not. You know, you make an effort, but it just falls flat, and that's why we created this new game.
Would you like to take that back?
Not a game.
Would you like to take that?
Not a game either.
Not a game at all. Yeah. Would you like to take that back, Kevin?
Not a game, not even a little bit.
I would like to take that back.
All right. All right.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you would, you could, you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you would, you could, you take that back?
All right, okay. So what do I win if I take
no,
it back?
It's not a game.
You don't win anything. It's not a game.
Sorry.
What we've done is we've taken some audio of our own show of different people on the program, and we're going to ask them if we're going to give them a second shot at it. Would you like to take back what you said? It didn't come out as funny as maybe you thought.
Rarely in life do you get a second chance.
That's correct.
But in this particular case, we're helping you make amends.
So the first one we have is Bean. It's going to might surprise you that Bean is most of these. Might not surprise you.
How dare you?
The first one is Ralph doing the showbiz, and he's doing birthdays, and he's talking about Jeffrey Rush. Great actor, Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah. Jeffrey Rush, a very talented actor, is 58. Did you ever see his movie about the life and death of Peter Sellers?
Yes.
No. It was an HBO movie. If you get a chance, Netflix, an excellent performance.
And he's great as the Roastmaster on those Comedy Central shows, too.
That's Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah, that's
different person. So you can't applaud yourself.
Yeah, that is bogus.
You can't play the applause sound effect on your own joke. Come on. Yeah, so he needs to take a lot back.
Wow. That's like 8 minutes of take back.
Would you like to take that back?
All right, would you like to take back, first of all, the stupid joke?
Jeffrey Ross.
He was talking about Jeffrey Rush, right, and yes. My God, comedy was...
Let's stay. We don't need you to try to explain the bad thing you said.
It's not that we don't get it. It's understood. We're just asking if you'd like to take it back.
I'll take that back.
Right.
And
I would like the room to vote, not Bean, on whether he can applaud himself for stuff. No. Absolutely not. We're taking that back as well.
No.
All right. So we're talking to Farrah Fawcett in heaven.
Of course we are.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Can we take that back?
It's possible that we could. Right. She is in heaven, and we just talked to Ed McMahon a second ago, and this happened.
Oh, I thought I was on Star Search.
No.
Hey, I wanted to ask this. Does your butt still hurt now that you're dead? Or are you okay?
Farrah? That's the answer.
See, because she had cancer.
She had anal cancer. She had anal cancer. That was legitimate. There was nothing wrong with that.
Okay, but... It's the delivery, it's the timing, all of that stuff put together.
Did you hear us bursting into laughter? Yeah.
Did anyone laugh?
It chilled the room, and this is a hard room to chill.
Huge pause.
Would you like to take that back?
No, I think I'm going to stick with the anal cancer comedy. I think I'm standing by the anal cancer joke.
There's nothing funnier than anal cancer.
Comedy
That's
for
how
one.
I feel, too.
Wow. Yeah.
That's going to be the name of my book, by the way. Comedy for one.
Yeah. All right, who's the dude that got laid out by the moving thing on stage there at some award show?
What?
Brett Michaels.
Poison, yeah.
He gets hit in the head, and Ralph's doing the story in the showbiz.
Apparently split his lip, broke his nose, and had to have a CAT scan done yesterday because his neck was screwed up.
I thought it was nothing but a good time.
Okay, there it is.
Would you like to take that back?
Of course, very popular a good song. Time. It's a very popular Poison song.
Nothing but a good
time. Get it? Got it? Got it before you said that.
Yeah.
Would you like to take that back?
Wow, tough room. Yeah, all right.
We'll throw that one back, too. I'd like to suggest that you you pay attention to the response of everyone. And if you don't get a laugh from anyone, it should be an automatic take back, pretty much. We did ask a dream interpreter. And that's why our man Omar is in here, because he did the theme, and this is it.
Yeah. Strange dreams are made of this. Sometimes I don't have a pee-pee. What do you think this dream really means? Could it be I'm gay or something?
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, you come on.
Come on.
Would you like to take that back?
No way. I 100% stand by that.
I believe the rest of the room is going to have to vote on this one as well.
Come on.
I don't know
that,
if we have a right. Isn't it? It's up to the person whether they take it back.
If people
he stands
are,
by it, he's just bad.
Dude, look, this is like taking the keys away from somebody who's drunk.
Have you heard some of my other intros?
Yes.
I'm keeping that one.
This is right up there with the worst.
I don't think so.
All right. All right, good.
I find it strangely revealing, too. The first place he went to with a weird dream is, I don't have a pee-pee, am I gay?
Or something.
Is that what you dream about?
When you're in the other room and you have 50 minutes to do something.
Well,
yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Right.
You
so that's
the first thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to your mind.
Good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you like to take that back?
One more chance. No.
All right.
Ralph's talking about Showbiz Beat, and he mentions Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is not getting laid these days, and that's the way he wants it.
That's why he doesn't watch his hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry?
Come on.
Would you like to take that back?
Okay, Yeah, I guess I'll take that. Now, if it had been a pure joke, if he had actually said that's the way he likes it, and then I come back with a that would have been. I think that would have been smoother. I think
it would have been smoother,
a little bit.
But still not funny.
It would have been horrible, though.
I would have. I think I stretched a little bit going with
that's
it.
That's your
the
problem
way he
with
wants
it.
It
yeah.
That
was
my problem.
It. It wasn't spot on enough, but I'll take it back. Sure.
All right.
Goes back to the nonprofit, so mm-hmm. it helps us to buy more machines. Sort of
now, did you say that this breathalyzer is FBI approved?
The FBI
is that? Oh, FDA.
FDA.
I misheard that.
I'm sorry. Bean had that drop. That
Bean
weird
setting up his own bad.
Weird
drops.
Dude saying FBI, and for some reason he was dying to get that on the air, so he alley-ooped himself.
Yeah.
And that's BS.
You can't do that. The kids love Edwin.
Would you like to take that back?
Look, here's what you don't understand.
Would you like to take that back?
The kids love the FBI. So, no,
would
I'm
you
not
like
going
to take that back.
They may like it when we're talking about the FBI or something remotely similar, but to take FDA and try to stretch that to FBI.
Come on.
Have you no pride, sir? In the final result, have you no pride?
I have no pride when it comes to
the FBI.
Yeah, I'm sticking by that.
Would you like to take that back?
Nope.
Wow. Would you like to take that back?
I think he's answered us, Kevin. I think we can
move on. Would you like to take that back?
I'm pretty sure he's not going to take it back.
All right. Mr. Ralph Garman is doing the showbiz.
Yeah.
Mr. Ralph Garman is doing the birthdays.
Right. Talk about the celebrity birthdays today, shall we? The Dalai Lama celebrates his 74th birthday.
He's going to go off.
So, hello, Dalai.
Oh, man.
It's good to be rested.
Put it in the file.
Hello, Dalai.
Would you like to take that back?
Got it.
Standing by it. Strong.
Really?
All four times?
That's why.
Next hour?
Got
better.
Celebrity birthdays.
Got
the Dalai Lama is 74 years old today. Let's all say hello, Dolly.
You did it again.
It's never going to get old.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
Gets now, better each time. But let me ask you this question, Ralph, because you oftentimes make fun of me in particular for bringing out the references that maybe predate our audience.
Yes.
Isn't Hello, Dolly a Barbra Streisand movie from about 1965?
Yeah, sure.
Then how, I mean, who's that joke for, if not just for you? Everyone else in the room?
Would you like to take that back?
Third time.
Yep. The Dalai Lama celebrates his 74th birthday, so from all of us here, hello, Dolly.
Come on! Really?
Would you like to take that back?
See, sometimes the worse it is, the better it gets, in my opinion.
Sometimes that's true.
I love when bad goes around and becomes good.
Right. How do you feel about it when bad goes around and just keeps going around and doesn't become good?
Sometimes you gotta ride that wave into shore, you know?
Fourth time.
The Dalai Lama is 74 years old today. Hello, Dolly. He's 74.
Would you like to take that back?
You hear the laughter in the back of the room? That's all I'm saying.
I heard laughter now because it's bad.
See? Yes. And it gets worse with time, which makes it better.
Would you like to take that back?
Nope. Standing by that one.
Would you?
Nope. No.
Wow. Some bad decisions being made.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. God, you're lucky you didn't have to listen to the conversation we were having in the room during the
what?
Weezer song.
Wow, are you lucky. Weezer was so much better than that conversation.
So much better. All right, Kat Von D, talking about the new season of L.A. Inc., joins us in just a couple minutes. Real quick, I got to give major props to our friend Joel McHale, who really is one of our all-time favorite dudes on this show. He's the host of The Soup on the E! Channel. You can catch him as a guest on The Letterman Show tonight. But he did a phenomenal wrap-up of all the insane Michael Jackson coverage on Friday night's new Soup show.
Oh, I love that.
And, I mean,
as we've been talking about throughout the week, it's 24 hours a day on every channel, so clearly there's a lot of time to fill, and a lot of times they don't have any information, like when they're discussing where the body is.
The mystery over Michael's body today.
Where is Michael Jackson's body right now?
Some media outlets reporting that Michael Jackson is here. We don't know.
His body is being kept in a secret location.
We don't know his final resting place.
Hopefully some official word.
Why is it in a secret location?
Deberían enterrar a Michael Jackson.
Again, this was an empty hearse. We don't know whose it is.
Where is the body right now?
His body is here.
His body is currently at the Forest Lawn Memorial Park.
He's not here.
We don't know.
It's a cemetery. It could be anybody.
It
basically.
Could be anybody.
Okay. There are a lot of dead people.
Okay, when you get to that point... Well, there are a lot of dead people. You know you're out of stuff to say, right?
Would you like to take that back?
That is
a terrible, who cares? Even if you're a huge fan and you're going to the memorial, it doesn't matter. Because he's not alive.
Right.
Then there are the people that Joel talks about on The Soup that are just speculating. Rampant speculation is the name of this montage.
Is he the biological father of Michael Jackson's kids? Did Michael Jackson have a secret girlfriend?
Is he going to be bigger?
Did he use aliases?
Did he look drugged out?
But did he have a secret stash?
Arnie Klein may have taken Michael Jackson down to Mexico to bleach his genitals.
The other thing we're speculating about now is this drug called propofol.
I could speculate till the cows come home.
Propofol, I think it's called.
Will Diana Ross take over the role of mom?
Dipaprin?
Speculation that Michael was trying to look like Diana.
What's it called? Depravan.
E.T. breaks the news that Barry Manilow will escort Elizabeth Taylor to Michael Jackson's funeral.
Which, by the way, totally not true. She's not even going.
Right.
Then there's the people who asked the really hard-hitting question, and I don't know how many hours after Michael died, people started saying, but what about Bubbles?
Where in the world is Bubbles?
We also caught up with Bubbles the chimp.
Pet chimpanzee named Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Meet Bubbles. Jackson never came to visit Bubbles.
Bubbles.
I like Bubbles.
Wow. And finally, and I wish I'd been watching this, but Larry King, who does the, he's the crypt keeper who does that show at 6 o'clock on CNN, has been doing every single night since Jackson died. He's been doing a Michael Jackson special every single night, right? Well, on the screen on CNN, it says Michael Jackson won 13 Grammys. And here's how Larry King goes to break.
A 13-time Emmy recipient. Good reporting all around tonight. Emmy, rather, recipient. And he won Grammys, too. Oh, 13 Grammys. We'll see you tomorrow.
So clearly, he's got someone telling him in his ear, oh, Larry, you got it wrong. It's not Emmys. It's Grammys. And he's trying to correct himself. But every time he corrects himself, he does it wrong. Hear it again.
A 13-time Emmy recipient. Good reporting all around tonight. Emmy, rather, recipient. And he won Grammys, too. Oh, 13 Grammys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
I like that he says some good reporting all around.
Except for me.
Except for me.
I would like to send out a message to everybody in the media.
Oh, f*** you.
Kat Von D, is that short for something?
For Catherine von Drachenberg.
Is your goal to cover yourself entirely?
No, I'm going to stay away from my chest.
Why would you stay away from your chest?
I like my boobs the way they are. I started tattooing at the age of 14, and mm-hmm. I got my first tattoo when I was 14. I've turned down a lot of people. Anything that goes against, like, my morals, you know, I don't do anything, like, racist, or anything that I think is going to be regrettable, you know, mm-hmm. I've been dating a boy for 2 weeks, I probably won't do his name on the internet. I've been drawing all my life, and one of the kids was, you know, tattooing all this with his homemade machine. He's just like, you should tattoo me, and I'm like, okay. And I did it, and I loved it, and I've been doing it since.
Our next guest is tattoo artist of both the rich and famous and the poor and unknown. You can see her brandish her needle expertly on TLC's LA Ink. Please welcome the Human Art Gallery, Kat Von D.
We are very deeply in love with our next guest, and the show returns this Thursday night, July 9th at 10 on the TLC. Kat Von D back on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my dear?
Hi.
Sorry to make you get up so early. I know you hate that, but it's great to talk to you again. How you been? How's your summer been going?
Oh, it's going great, actually. But no, I've been up since like 6 in the morning. So.
Yeah, but seriously.
No, I'm serious. No, I've changed my ways. You have no idea.
So now you're an early morning person?
Yeah, and it's weird. I go to sleep like really early. I feel like I'm old.
Because I remember the first 7 times we had you in the studio, we had you scheduled. We had you scheduled for 8, and you got here at noon.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I remember one time we were sicking people on you. We were like, if you see Kat, tell her to get to the studio. She's supposed to be.
Yeah, they were harassing me.
That's right. Now, the last time we talked to you, Kat, I think it was when you were on your book tour. And I know we gave you big props at the time, but the book was so beautiful that you guys put out. And it was a huge hit. I mean, was it so weird for you to wake up and realize that you were a New York Times book list best-selling author?
Dude, it was totally weird. And, you know, I think, like, just because I worked so hard on that, like, that was definitely a good payoff. But the book tour was a really great success because, like, I was able to meet everybody. And that was just so much good energy, you know. But now I'm working on the next one. So
I couldn't believe the people. You put the pictures up on your MySpace page. I couldn't believe the what people would wear and the T-shirts that they would make and the tributes that they would do and the posters and everything. I mean, you have hardcore fans out there.
I remember there was my favorite was this one Derby doll chick, like you know the girls that do roller skate,
right?
And mm-hmm.
Roller derby.
Like, they're really rugged. Yeah, roller derby. There you go. And she was wearing a shirt because her name was Kat Von Double D. It was so funny. I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
What percentage of the people that you met at your book signings wanted you to tattoo them and said something?
Well, a lot of them, but I mean, there was everything from like little kids, you know, that were obviously not of age to get tattooed, but.
Yeah. How tough, I don't know, even know if we've ever asked you this before, but I mean, you get a lot of business through the doors at High Voltage down there on La Brea, but how tough is it for somebody to get an appointment with you personally to do a tattoo?
It's not that hard, as long as you're patient with me. Because, you know, it's me and my sister who are doing all the emails, so it takes us longer to actually get to the email versus, like, the wait time, you know, because I only book out 2 months in advance. So
once
we get to your email, it's not that bad.
Is it still LAinkCasting.com?
No, that's for the show. And right now we're filming, like, all the new, you know, the new episodes that are coming out. And So, casting is actually taking a bunch of requests right now, but that stuff I don't have a control over. That's more like screen through TLC. So.
Got it. Okay. Let's talk about the new season because it does start Thursday night on TLC. What are you going to be doing this year? What are we going to look forward to in the new season?
I'm actually really nervous about this season.
Why?
And this is probably one of the first times I've talked about it, but, it's just there were so many changes that were made, you know, and Hannah and Kim, which were like the two girls that I worked
right.
with, they're no longer working at the shop. So, you know, we've been going through some people and seeing who works and who's the right fit and who's not, you know, and, it's created a lot of crazy drama, to be honest with you, in real life, in all reality. Like, it's just so nuts, like, dealing with some people.
Is this one of those deals that you're kind of a victim of your own success? It's gotten bigger and bigger, and now, you know, it's a lot harder to manage.
Well, I mean, you know what? I have, like, a crew of guys and girls that I work with at the shop, and it's, like, a total of 14, you know, tattooers and managers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we all get along like family, but then, like, when you throw strangers in the mix, like, I get so weary about people I don't know and don't trust, you know? And so it's like, you know, we got this, like, new shop manager chick who's, like, pretty much like a, it's just so frustrating.
So you love her? She's the best employee ever?
And that's Aubrey, right, from Rock of Love. Isn't that who that is? Oh. It's Aubrey?
Yeah, and it's just really difficult for me because, you know, like, we definitely don't see eye to eye on probably 99.9% of things. So
well, that's a nice choice to run the shop then.
It's a total headache.
It's a good decision.
Like, you know. I consider myself to be one of the most patient people that I know.
Right.
I mean, how do they force somebody on you that you don't want?
Well, I think it was just, you know, like the direction of, like, you know, the way that the network wants to take it. You
right.
know, I think for me, it's like, you know, I'm put in an extraordinary situation and I'm just doing my best with that, you know, and staying as true to myself as possible. And, you know, I've just been, like, really pushing the envelope with tattooing and hoping that stuff will outshine all the, you know, the
all
BS.
The drama.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's why you're coming on our show to announce that she's fired, right?
Oh, I wish, dude. I wish every day.
Whoa!
Every day, I'm like, if she should really be careful with, like, if she chooses to talk to me or not, because I'm just waiting for it.
Wow.
No, dude.
No,
you're not.
You know what a cross cat. Well, listen,
it's
we
hard
never
to cross cat. She, like she said, she's patient. She's always
really
always in a good mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm all about, like, positive energy, you know, honestly, I've grown up so much this year. Oh, you know what today is?
What?
You know what today is?
What?
Is it the 7th? July 7th?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait. It's my 2-year sober birthday.
Look at that. Come on.
Woo! Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, we always... We always run out of time when we talk to you, Kat. And that's why we love it when you have the time to come down to the studio. So maybe sometime this summer, you know, when you get a break, you can come in and spend a little bit more time with us in the studio because we'd love to catch up some more.
I would love to. I'd love to see you guys. Thank you.
L.A. Inc. new season, Thursday night, 10 o'clock on TLC. It's a great, great show. Even if you don't think you're going to like it, check it out because I guarantee you'll get roped in. It's so fascinating. And people, oh, my God, the stories they tell. It's great stuff. Kat, we love you, girl. Thanks for coming on.
I love you back. Bye, guys.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and we are presenting the Killers at the Hollywood Bowl. September 16th, all week long, you can win your ticket. You also qualify for the drawing that we're going to do to present the show, which means your names are on the ticket, and you get your own box seat for you and three of your friends, and you get your own dressing room, and your name is out on the sign in front. It's pretty much your world.
Ow. I know how you feel about parking at the bowl, Kevin.
Yes, it's fantastic.
And I agree with you. However, seeing a band like the Killers in the bowl is a great location.
It's a great venue to see
a band. It's a small venue, and the sound is brilliant. And it's in the summertime. You can't beat being outside in the evening. And it's just a great, great place to see a show.
So keep listening to the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:57.
Kevin and Bean Show, Tuesday morning. Andrew Siciliano joins us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk all things sports and more. First, Rob's got the show. Pete, what's going on?
I want a Pronger update from our man Andrew Siciliano.
Nope.
Chris Pronger.
Yep. Great player.
Yep, and he's now a Philadelphia Flyer.
Used to be with the Ducks.
Now he's with the Philadelphia Flyers, mofo.
He'll leave there soon when he realizes
he shan't.
Everyone there is an a-hole.
Oh, he's so good. It's going to be so good to have him on the team.
Your team was good already.
I know. Now we're going to be better.
Oh.
Beat those damn Penguins. Oh, damn you, Penguins. 3 playoffs in a row we've had to face that team. All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Before I get to the showbiz news, I've got some tickets to give away. I'm going to be there. The very special advanced K-Rock screening of Bruno. What's up?
We are talking to Bruno tomorrow on the Kevin Bean Show.
It's very exciting.
Can't wait.
And the great thing is we're talking to Bruno.
Yeah.
We're not talking to Sacha Baron Cohen. We're talking
to
Bruno.
I don't even know who Sacha Baron Cohen is.
He's some hot chick that Bruno's dating, I think.
Okay.
What's up? What's up? Anyway, if you'd like to go, I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away to the first 5 callers who can answer my very complicated trivia question. You know,
okay.
I like to make them difficult for you. It's going to be Thursday. It's going to be this advanced screening of K-Rock. You get to see it before anybody else. The movie comes out on Friday. Here's the trivia question. Of course, Borat. Remember the movie from Sacha Baron Cohen that made him a big, big, big star?
Sure.
Borat, the actual title of Borat was Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the Bruno film was announced, Defamer.com made a joke title up about what Bruno was going to be called along the lines of Borat. And everyone thought it was the real title
and
started publishing it all over the internet and in newspapers and stuff. They didn't know it was a gag. But I'd like to know, what was that title that Defamer.com jokingly reported as would be the title of Bruno? So if you know the entire title that Defamer.com wrote, call now with 1-800-520-1067. First 5 people to get through with the correct answer will get a pair of tickets.
How
so the correct
plan
answer is
to repay the loan.
I will let you use my sister for.
So the correct answer is what's not the title to the Bruno movie?
Exactly. The
actual
title is Bruno. The joke title that people thought was the actual title for a long time. I haven't reported here on the showbiz beat as being the actual title. Is much longer along the lines of the Borat.
So is this the real title?
It is not. No.
It's not the real title.
It was the title everyone was reporting was going to be the real title. But in fact, it was a joke that people took seriously.
I see.
Yeah, smacking up the pitches. Ha, yeah. What's up? Panic at the Disco, Breaking Up. How about that? How do you like that?
No.
How does that suit you? Which is sad news. Dave's all upset because they're set to open for No Doubt.
Oh, sure.
In San Diego on August the 8th. But Ryan Ross, guitarist, and bass player John Walker announced yesterday they are leaving the band because of...
This is not happening. This is not happening.
It is happening. Because of, quote, creatively evolved in different directions.
Okay, that means they fight.
They've creatively evolved in different directions from the rest of the band.
It means they're fighting a lot.
Spencer and Brandon, the remaining drummer and singer for the band, says the band will continue. They are moving forward. All is well. They just need to find a guitarist and a bass player now. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Take the words of General MacArthur. He said, we are not retreating. We are advancing in another direction.
That's right, because you're no quitter.
That's true.
Yeah. Jack White is taking another step in his quest for world musical domination.
He's not starting another band, is he?
No. He's got Third Man Records, of course, which is the label that's home to his three bands, the White Stripes, the Raconteurs, and the Dead Weather. And he's offering you a subscription service via their website. For $7 a month, you'll get first crack at concert tickets, exclusive streaming content, chat rooms, and pay-per-view content on the website from Third Man Records. For $20 a month, you get all that plus exclusive downloads every quarter and merchandise for free. So if you're a Jack White fan, it's a pretty good deal. I'll give you a heads up.
The winner to your trivia question, if you'd like, Ralph.
Well, let's hold on for one more. Little story here, and then we'll close
one more
out
little
with the
story
answer.
Here, then we'll close out with the answer.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Did you know the Foos were at the White House on the 4th of July?
No.
How about that?
Really?
Foo Fighters premiered their new song on the White House lawn.
What's up? Wow, that's pretty strong.
They were entertaining President Obama and the families of military heroes. Retreated to a set by Dave and the boys on the South Lawn. Wheels.
Boy, you can tell President Bush isn't in office anymore when the Foo Fighters are slaying the White House.
Yeah, Barack's rocking out to the Foos.
Taylor Hawkins just ran a brush through the hair. You know what I mean?
Just maybe trying
just
to
once.
Clean up a little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
For the prez.
Just a little.
Wheels is one of the two new Foo tracks that is going to be on their Greatest Hits collection. That will be released in November. And so they performed it live on the South Lawn for all the families of military heroes as well as the president. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Please tell me they're going to put the acoustic version of Everlong on that record so people can quit asking us for it.
It's going to be just us. We'll be the only source for that. But my wedding's coming up and we have to play the song. Let's see if we got an answer to my trivia question, shall we?
Don't have one, sorry.
Come on, don't be like that. How about Ryan? Doesn't Ryan have the answer?
Yes, I do.
Ryan, what was the joke title to Bruno that Defamer.com published that got picked up by the news sources as being the real title?
It was Bruno, Delicious Journeys Through America for the Purpose of Making Heterosexual Males Visibly Uncomfortable in the Presence of a Gay Foreigner in a Mesh T-shirt.
That's right, that's correct.
Bust up!
That's what Defamer said the real title is going to be.
That would have been a good one, too.
It would have been good. Yes.
I like that.
Thanks also to Patrick and Jennifer and another Ryan and Catherine for calling in. They've got the correct answer, and they have also got tickets to the special K-Rock advance screening of Bruno. What's up? Today's celebrity birthdays, drummer Ringo Starr is 69 years old today. He is luckiest man in show business, Ringo Starr. Boy, did he join the right band at the right time.
But he was also, and Mike, please back me up on this as a musician, a great drummer.
He was a solid rock drummer. Solid rock drummer.
He fit the Beatles perfectly.
Yes, a perfect, strong backbeat drummer for that particular
band. Yes. How good a drummer was he had he not joined the Beatles?
He would have been just okay. But he had a great backbeat. He was a very, very solid drummer. But he's no Keith Moon.
He's not fancy, yeah. He couldn't do Metallica, let's face it.
Yeah, but talented guy, 69 years old today. The construction worker from the Village People, David Hodo.
Yeah. Wow.
Celebrates his 62nd birthday today. Georgia Fox, actress from CSI, is 41. And skater Michelle Kwan is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show from FSN's Final Score and Fox Sports Radio. Our friend Andrew Siciliano joins us in studio this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I know it's going to be a brief interview because you're dancing with Mariah Carey over at the MJ Memorial over at Staples Center in a few minutes.
Oh, but, absolutely. I'm getting my dancing flip-flops on right now. That isn't code, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. Andrew, how are you, man? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing well. What about you guys?
We are good.
Yeah,
you sure?
We just want Michael Jackson to be over. That's how we are.
Is there a bigger waste of money that we've seen in a decade? Can you think of a bigger waste of money?
But interesting.
But what?
But we're financially healthy, and when that's the case, then you can be flippant with the money. You know what I mean?
It's not like the city arranged this. They're just doing what they have to do because this is happening. I don't think they want it either.
Yeah, that's true. California is the world's eighth largest economy.
Right.
They're handing out IOUs.
They are.
All right?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't run over any potholes on my way to the studio
this
morning.
That's true, and that's
good.
Not
a single pothole. You know, my car's fine. My suspension doesn't need to be redone at all.
So you're saying that you're paying for this, and that makes you happy.
You see how many police are downtown right now?
Yes.
You see how many helicopters are going to be watching the motorcade? God forbid someone steals his body and brings it back to Bubbles, for Pete's sake.
But I think the problem here, in simple terms, is that the government can't say to the family, no, you're not allowed to have a memorial. I mean, it's legal to do what they're doing.
What's wrong with a nice little funeral?
He's Michael Jackson.
I realize that.
But that's the answer.
But you know what?
He's one of the highest profile celebrities in the world ever.
You know, this is going to sound like the coldest thing on earth, but half those people down there with their tickets, I don't care about Michael Jackson. They want to be where the party is.
You're right about all of that. Unless the family agrees with you, then there's not much the city can do about it. They are still
legally... Well, the city can
legally,
say no. It's just...
I don't think they can.
Wait a minute. The family can...
I mean, Staples Center says, yeah, we'll have the memorial. The city's going to say, no, you can't? I'm not even sure they can.
That's a good question.
The family and the city, can't they... I'm sorry, the family and Staples, or AEG, can't they go to the city and say, hey, we're going to offer to help with some of this?
They may have. I don't know.
Someone
I haven't heard that yet,
I don't know.
It's a mess. That's for sure. It's a mess, and we can't wait for it to be over.
At least there's no traffic down there.
No, there's no traffic.
Right.
There's no traffic.
That's a good thing.
What I don't get is the fans who, you know, I saw the fans at Dodger Stadium yesterday. They're holding up their wristbands and their tickets, and they're screaming and yelling, some of whom weren't alive, most of whom weren't alive when Thriller was put out.
The reason Andrew brings that up is because to get the tickets for today's memorial service, you had to go to Dodger Stadium to pick them up.
Yeah. Yep. And people say, well, I heard some reporters say, well, what if I gave you $5,000? Would you sell me that ticket? No. $10,000? No. $50,000? No way. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
and then eBay allegedly took a pair of tickets off the site last night because the number got too high. They couldn't verify if it was legit or not. And eBay issues some statement saying, we will in no way profit over the horrible sale of these tickets.
Really?
It's America, people. It's capitalism.
That's how it works.
If you want to sell these tickets to somebody who is dumb enough to pay for them because Michael Jackson, God bless him, may rest in peace, had some kind of connection to their soul, let him sell the tickets.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'm not angry, really.
No, it doesn't
Andrew,
sound like it.
Andrew, let's change topics for a minute because our station is still too cheap ass to give us a sports guy. A lot of stuff that comes up that we don't get a chance to spend much time on, and it really kind of makes us sad. Did you know Steve McNair at all?
I met him, interviewed him, yeah, but it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, he was, one of the biggest, obviously the biggest star in the history of the Titans organization, but played for a couple of other teams and was immensely popular in Nashville. What's going on back there now with this news of the way it all ended for him?
Yeah, the thing gets more absurd today. There are reports today in the Tennessean, which is doing most of the reporting.
Tell people
who
didn't hear the story.
Those who don't know, Steve McNair, borderline Hall of Fame quarterback, face of the franchise for the Tennessee Titans, played there 11 years, took them to the Super Bowl. Really, the first African-American quarterback drafted from a 1AA school, a very small school, Alcorn State, a predominantly black school, to become the face of a franchise, to build a team around. Charitable guy, a Mississippi native, really one of the guys in the forefront of Hurricane Katrina relief efforts
after the
storm.
Don't need that much.
All that. Found dead over the weekend, along with his 20-year-old girlfriend. He had 4 gunshots, 2 to the head, 2 in the chest,
man.
3 from close range, 1 from afar. She was dead as well. Single gunshot wound. Looks like a murder-suicide.
So it looks like she killed him and then killed herself.
Looks like she killed him, okay. But the details are so sketchy. Like, someone walks in, finds them, but instead of calling the police immediately, they called McNair's friend, like you're calling Harvey Keitel the cleaner.
Yeah.
And he comes in, then they call the police
really?
30 minutes later. She bought the gun. The details now come out this morning. She bought the gun.
She bought the gun this morning?
No, a couple of days ago. The details came out this morning.
Okay.
She bought them a couple of days ago, only hours after she was pulled over for DUI with him in the passenger seat. So obviously you have to assume there's some kind of argument after that. Now her sister says he stood her up in Vegas last month. She's 20. 20-year-old party girls generally don't pull off murder-suicide.
No, right. That is
but he also had a good excuse
right.
a good excuse for standing her up because, you know, with a wife and 4 kids, he's got a pretty full plate.
He's 36, 4 sons. People are really hesitant. You know, the wife, immediately says, well, I knew nothing about this girlfriend, which
right.
is what you have to say. You automatically distance yourself.
What, do you
I'm
think
not claiming
you
she's lying. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
How do you... I'm not good at pulling off affairs. I don't know how you do that with a 20-year-old waitress when you're in the public eye.
Right.
There
yeah.
isn't a bigger athlete in Nashville than Steve McNair. None.
That's true.
He's a football legend and a football-crazed
right.
State. I don't know who knew what, but the whole thing is, it's really sad because of all those things I told you about him before.
Yeah.
Is this one had a great legacy.
Is this one of those stories that is going to, a month from now, be entirely different than it is now? Like, all different details come out? Because it doesn't seem like any of this makes sense.
If there's a shocking third party that they haven't figured out yet, then maybe. But the police
are
keep
they
saying,
looking at the wife?
They say no.
Okay.
And they say that the 20-year-old's ex, who has, you know, these ridiculous, I'm a punk, you know what, face, you know, pages on Facebook and MySpace, talk, they say they talked to him and we're not talking to him anymore. The whole thing looks like murder-suicide, unless the police are playing their cards so well before they all of a sudden drop the bomb and go get somebody else. It
now,
stinks.
Does this help or hurt him get into the Hall of Fame?
No, I think it actually helps him. I think he was a borderline guy, a guy that would have gotten a lot of votes because he was so well-liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chuck Klosterman's Killing Yourself to Live about bands that only... Jeff Buckley example. You know,
exactly.
His greatness is magnified after his death.
That happens with... I mean, that seems to be happening with Michael Jackson, if that's possible.
Exactly. And the man hasn't done anything in a decade. Yeah. You can make the argument Michael Jackson, realistically, has been dead for 10 years now. He hasn't done anything,
career-wise,
and he's
yeah.
been hiding.
Yeah.
So I think he's automatically, and now as morbid as that sounds.
Interesting. All right, we got to take a quick break. I want to talk about the hottie with her shirt open behind Pete Sampras at Wimbledon this weekend.
Yeah.
We want to talk about Manny coming back, and also Ralph is very fired up about the new addition that his Philadelphia Flyers have in Chris Pronger. Ooh. All of that and more with our friend Andrew Siciliano from Fox Sports Radio and FSN Final Score when we return after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. Andrew Siciliano is in studio with us right now. Hey, you can't be too many weeks away from starting up your football stuff on DirecTV either, I would imagine, now that it's July.
Yeah. First week after Labor Day. Football is back. Like, I think July, 95
August,
games
September.
Or something.
So we got about a month and a half-ish?
A month and a half-ish. Training camp starts last week of July. Rookies report for some teams.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. But, Andrew, tell me if you're just faking, or are you one of those sports fans who, even when there's no football, you seem to be engaged with the other things that are going on? Because I see you on the TV and read your stuff on the internet, and you seem to be as excited about tennis and baseball and other things that are happening too.
Everything except hockey, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Absolutely. Although I will say this, the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals, not to get too far off on hockey here, they're actually good this year. And the playoffs in the East
entire
between
playoff race was
the
good.
The Penguins and the Capitals.
Yep.
I know that's a total East Coast thing, but that was fantastic.
An amazing series.
I love hockey, and I feel like I'm talking to a lot of people that just don't care, and it's frustrating.
It's a Canadian hobby.
It's
not an American sport. It's
too bad,
a Canadian hobby that we somehow fill arenas for every now and then.
Yeah, I haven't seen many of the details, but tell me why Chris Pronger would want to leave the Anaheim Ducks, where it seems like he's had a pretty good run, a pretty sweet ride.
You mean the team that got knocked out in the first round?
Oh, yeah. He's big. He's old. He's good. I couldn't even begin to tell you a thing about Chris Pronger and the Philadelphia Flyers. I know that's like a cop-out. I'm allegedly the sports guy here.
Yeah, but if you don't follow hockey, you don't follow hockey.
He went. Yeah.
By the way, the Flyers were already great, so this is going to really help them.
He is now a bigger Broad Street bully. How about that? Throw in some hockey cliches and pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
Tell me about the ratio of cheers to jeers for the return of Manny Ramirez, who, of course, for folks who don't pay attention, was gone for 50 days as a result of a drug test that came back positive, and a lot of people thought, well, now I'm not a Manny fan, but when he came back, it looked to me, watching it on TV, that people were excited to have him back and still supporting him.
Well, first off, hats off to Dodger fans who sat in traffic on the 5 and went down there Friday and packed that park Friday and Saturday, and to a lesser degree on Sunday. They showed up, they supported their team. They
supported San Diego,
their guy in San Diego.
Oh, right.
And that became Dodger Stadium South. So hats off to Dodger fans.
Oh, okay.
It disappointed me, although it didn't surprise me. Dodger fans had the opportunity to set a new course, I guess, of steroid acceptance for fans. They could have, just for one at-bat, booed him and said, we don't accept your cheating.
Right.
We'll still love you. You're one of ours. But we don't accept your cheating, your lack of explanation, your hiding behind goofy glasses and goofy wigs and making jokes about it, refusal to accept any kind of responsibility.
What?
We will boo you for one at bat.
What is
for
wrong
90
with you?
Seconds.
What's wrong with you? That guy can hit.
I know he can
okay,
hit.
Okay, end of story.
Roger Clemens is Satan right now. You know the difference between Clemens and Manny?
He's a dick.
And he stopped playing. If Clemens were still playing, they'd still love him. If Manny, hypothetically, had retired suddenly at the end of last season, all right, after the great run and said, I'm done, I can't do it anymore, and then this test came out,
right,
he'd be vilified.
Yeah.
But You can still entertain me. Mike, you can still dance for me, so go ahead, entertain me. We're going to cheer you.
Mike, you're the huge Dodger fan here. Yeah. One of the biggest, maybe. Would you consider booing him one at bat?
One at bat.
Yeah, I mean, I would consider it. I definitely think Andrew brings up a good point that it's not like his behavior was all that considerate of Dodger fans. I mean, you know, so, but the bottom line is the guy can rake. The guy can
absolutely
rake like nobody else. And his lack of explanation is there, but he also didn't try to blame it on anybody else or shirk it kind of the same way that Roger Clemens did.
Absolutely.
I think that's where he got himself a lot of enemies, was that Clemens was blaming everybody else in the whole world
to this
besides
day.
Himself. Yeah.
To this day. And
yeah.
Rafael Palmeiro, for those who don't remember, is the guy who sat before Congress and pointed his finger
right.
and said, I did not use steroids. He was giving an interview this past weekend, first time he's come out of his hole in 5 years. And again, says, it was a bad test, and I'm absolutely innocent.
Wow.
Which he might be. He might be. Look, I love Manny. There are only maybe two or three baseball players I will pay to see take batting practice, and he is one of them.
Certainly, yeah.
But hiding behind the glasses and just refusal to address anything, he uh-huh. knew that he can get away with it because the fans let him get away with
right.
it. Right. And there are other cities where I don't know if they would let him get away with it eventually. After a day or two, you get over because you love the guy. But just for one fleeting at-bat, they could have said...
Admittedly, I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah.
I could care less if they take steroids.
Don't
care. It might make the game more interesting if he can hit more home runs. Have at. I could care less.
What about his Dodger teammates?
Fine.
What's your
they can do it, too.
No, my question for Andrew is, how are they treating Manny now, if
oh,
you know?
Oh, no, they love him. I talked to Matt Kemp yesterday. They have nothing bad to say. And now,
he's super likable.
Just glad he's back.
He's super likable, right?
They have the best record in baseball. They survived
that.
The 50.
Right.
All right. He went away. He came back. He hit a homer his first weekend. They still have the best record in baseball. They looked a disaster on Sunday where they couldn't hold the Chad Billingsley lead. Jonathan Broxton blew into the ninth inning, but they found a way. They rallied and won. They had the day off Monday. They got six more left, New York and then Milwaukee. And then they head into the All-Star break, likely still with the best record in baseball, and they are cruising. And now they go get
all's
a pitcher at the trade deadline end of the month, and they'll be fine.
You touched on something, though. Do you think Manny, like Shaquille O'Neal, gets away with things because he is a goofy
absolutely.
And likable guy?
Absolutely.
And Clemens is an egregious prick. I mean, do you think
absolutely.
He dug himself
it's
his own
name,
grave?
By the way.
Yeah, egregious. I might use that. The difference is, though, is that Shaq, by most, is still considered as lazy. He's still fantastic, right?
He always has been.
Manny is considered aloof, not lazy. He's the first guy there working every day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Park. Yeah.
Okay.
There's the difference.
All right. One more question for Andrew Siciliano, because then we got to get down to the live breaking Michael Jackson coverage with our friend Adele. Kevin is of two minds about what to do with Ron Artest when he comes to play for the Los Angeles Lakers.
God.
Because he loves the Lakers, yet hates Artest and has said so hundreds of times. What's he supposed to do when the man's got the ball? Does he root for him or not?
Doesn't this go back to the do you boo Manny thing? You have to root for him. He's one of yours now.
I guess.
He's one of yours. You have to root for him.
I've hated him for so long. No, because who was the center that smoked all the time?
Vlade Divac.
I used to boo him every game because he was a flopper, and I hated that. I used to boo him at Laker games.
But he was your flopper.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
It made us look bad.
Well,
but Ron Artest, by the way, great defensive player, probably will help us a lot.
Absolutely.
Don't like him.
It's a gamble.
He's a thug. He can't play defense unless he holds and hits and elbows and everything
that's
else.
That's not true.
That's what it seems like.
He does hold and hit, but so does Bruce Bowen for the Spurs, and he's celebrated as the greatest guy out there, right?
Yeah,
he's
know.
A nicer guy, most Look, people would
I'm
say.
I'm a Laker
Ron
fan,
Artest.
So under that whole umbrella, I'm going to have to just hope it works out.
Right.
I'm not going to buy his jersey, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
Quickly, did you hear how he allegedly walked into the shower with Kobe last year?
Yes, tell that story, though. That's awesome.
Allegedly, you know, he's been hanging out at Laker games for years, trying to weasel his way in. He's always wanted to be here. So supposedly last year, he walked into the locker room after a game and walked up to Phil and said, I want to be here. And Phil said, that's great. You know, let's talk about this later.
Is there channels that we usually go through
exactly.
that do not involve you musting into the locker room?
Where's Kobe? He's over there. Meeting the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So Kobe's in the shower doing what naked men normally do in the shower, and he just walked in. He walked in and went right up to him while Kobe's grabbing the soap.
Can I get that spot for you?
Yeah.
Really?
And said, hey, let me do your back there. I want to be a Laker.
I think he said, let me do your back. But he did say, I want to be a Laker.
I want to be a Laker.
That did happen.
Well, wait, let me do your back is what naked men usually do in the shower. That's what Andrew was talking about. So just hanging out worked then. Apparently, if you're a pain in the ass for long enough, you get to play for the Lakers. That's good news for the rest of us.
Look, Ron Artest is an all-world basketball player.
He is.
He's also an all-world flake. I mean, not flake as if he doesn't show up, as in he doesn't show up. He's just, you know,
crazy.
Go sell crazy somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll be selling it on Figueroa.
Yeah. That's going to be
he'll
fun.
He'll be selling it with the bacon wrapped hot dogs on a cookie sheet.
All right. Listen, we're out of time. Are you you filling in for Jim Rome this whole week, or what's going on?
No, that was yesterday. Today and tomorrow on Rome is Burning, ESPN, 1:30 Eastern. No, 1:30 Pacific, I beg your pardon, 4:30 Eastern.
All right.
Yeah, we're in LA, aren't we?
Check out our friend Andrew Siciliano on the TV. Always great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for stopping by.
All right, back at you guys.
Thank you, man. So I'm going on with Michael Jackson. Very confused. It's the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 844.
A 13-time Emmy recipient. Good reporting all around tonight. Emmy, rather, recipient. And he won Grammys, too. Oh, 13 Grammys. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Larry King, maybe not so much of the details on Michael Jackson coming from you,
all right? That is some excellent coverage from Larry.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:45. We're hoping it will all be over after the service at Staples Center today, but who knows? There could be another month of Michael Jackson coverage for all we know. What we do know is that our friend Anel, token blacklister of the Kevin and Bean Show, got one of the golden tickets. He's Willy Wonka. He's on the scene at Staples Center right now to tell us what's going on.
Hey, Anel! Hey, good morning to all y'all.
Now, what time did you get down there, Anel?
Oh, man, I've been down here off and on for the last hour, man. I had to park and go back and move my car because they closed the lot I was in.
I thought you were taking the
train,
you said.
Yeah, they closed the Pico thing. They closed all the stations.
You're kidding.
And if I got to walk from Washington, I might as well walk from my car.
I got you. Guys, I hate to break in with more breaking news, but I swear to God I'm not making this up. On the Today Show right now, they are interviewing people about Where's Bubbles the Chimp. That's the coverage that's going on here an hour before they do the ceremony for this guy. They're still talking about Bubbles.
Hitting information, man.
That's true.
Where Bubbles is at, we
got to
find out.
Yeah. Let me just say this publicly. Unless Bubbles is in the casket with Michael, it doesn't matter at all.
Nope.
There's no interest.
Wow. Tell me about the people like you who were part of the 1.6 million to go online and try to win these tickets that did. What kind of crowd is it like down there?
Oh, man, it's everything, man. We got clowns out here, man. We got guys running around in beanie jackets. We got a lot of goddamn foreigners running around, man.
Okay, let me ask you this. What percentage would you guess, just off the top of your head, of foreigners?
Oh, I would say it's a good 60-40, man. Foreigners to us, the locals, man. I mean,
60% foreigners?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
There's fanny packs as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
it's just strange, man. You know, guys putting mayonnaise on french fries and all that type of weird stuff.
I doubt any of them are listening to this station, but okay, you're here today, fine, and then leave. We don't need you here.
What? You'd be surprised, man. You guys are the world famous
camera. Yeah, oh, I know. We say that tongue-in-cheek, though, Anel.
So,
people see the mic flag, man. They come running to the black man. I'm telling you.
So, where are you right now? Are you actually standing outside the Staples Center?
Yeah, right now I'm actually on the corner of Figueroa and Olympic, man. Literally right in front of the Staples Center and LA Live, man. And the way it's had it set up is basically there are barricades set up, metal barricades.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to this point, man, if you don't have one of these wristbands on, the cops are simply turning you away. You can stand outside of the corner and watch all the lucky people go in, but you will absolutely not get past these barricades.
Now, did we hook you up with the recorder and are you interviewing people?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, man. I've got all types of
kids. Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, the crazy is in full effect, man.
What percentage of that crowd in front of Staples Center is dressed in some way like Michael Jackson used to?
Everybody has either a bootleg Michael Jackson t-shirt on, which, by the way, I went ahead and commandeered you guys a nice bunch.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And, you know, I've seen several sparkly gloves. Probably more sparkly gloves than I can count. And, of course, the beanie jacket man is making a strong comeback.
Sure.
Oh, my God. I seen a 300-pound man in a beanie jacket, and it was...
Yes! Nothing like a 300-pound man mixing with the bedazzler.
Yeah. Cut that off of him like a motorcycle accident or something.
Now, Anel, I'm just asking for rampant speculation at this point because you probably haven't gotten any official word, but is the buzz down there that somehow the casket from the service this morning with Michael Jackson's body in it is going to be on site at Staples Center? Is that what you're hearing?
Man, the rumor is that supposedly the body's supposed to be here, and then they're going to go ahead and have a private procession from here, I guess, to Forest Lawn or wherever it is they're going to have their private burial. But, it's out of control down here, man. I mean, people, the energy down here is just amazing, man. I mean, you know, it's like the Lakers, the Kings, the Ducks, And, well, it's not be ridiculous. The Clippers will never win the championship.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, but all the rest of the teams in L.A. won a championship.
Are people sad, or are they just filled with excitement and anticipation because they're at a cool event?
I have not seen one sad person here. Everybody here is ecstatic. They're here to celebrate the life of Michael Jackson. There's not one person here with a frown on their face unless they don't have a golden ticket.
Again, rampant speculation. I'm just asking you to guess. But what percentage would you say are really hardcore Michael Jackson fans versus I want to be at the zoo, I want to be at the crazy place in town where everything's happening?
I would say there are probably about 200 hardcore Michael Jackson fans, and everybody else here is just here to see the train wreck.
Really?
Yeah. It's I mean, because like I said, it was a lottery thing, so nobody had to pay for it. Right. It was completely random luck of the draw. People are down here selling bootleg T-shirts, man. I'm telling you, if I had a silk screen right now, man, I'd be a rich man. I mean, it's out of control. You know how we get down, man. We are free enterprising type people. You know what I'm saying? And they got all that here: churros, hot dogs wrapped in bacon, whatever you need, man.
I like it.
Now, do you care about Stevie Wonder performing? Usher, I guess, is going to be performing. Is there anyone that you've heard that you're psyched to see in person today?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Stevie Wonder fan. I think it'll be hard-pressed to find somebody on the planet who's not a Stevie Wonder fan.
Yeah, he's pretty huge.
But you know, the rest of everybody down here, I really want to see Stevie Wonder, and I really just kind of want to see what the people closest to Michael have to say about him as a person.
What time does it start? 10?
10 o'clock is when it starts. Okay. Yeah, the doors are open now, so if you got your ticket, come on down. It's, make sure you dress warm.
I'll tell you, it's a real shame that none of the local TV channels are covering it. I mean, I think that's a mistake.
About this at all.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get away from it. That's a joke. You're not going to be able to get away from it.
Has anyone told you how long the event is supposed to go on today?
I've heard, it's rampant speculation once again, like you guys said. I've heard as short as 3 hours. Somebody told me it was supposed to go until the afternoon.
Did you say as short as 3 hours?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to look at it, on a global scale. I mean, 3 hours to summarize, 45, 50 years of a man's life. I mean, hey, that's a pretty good time span, I'd say.
Wow.
I can spend 3 hours in the crazy. I really can.
Okay, but when you tune in and watch, President Reagan's funeral, it's about 45 minutes. I mean, let's keep it in perspective here.
That's long.
Hey, man, look. I don't know how white people get down when they bury each other, but when black people get down, man, we have a big funeral, and typically we go ahead and have a barbecue.
Yeah.
And occasionally we might even go ahead and have another barbecue after the barbecue.
We get in and get out. We get in and get out. We don't drag it out.
That's what she said. All right. Well, listen, you have a great time down there, and we will very much look forward to hearing the tape of the people that you talked to down there today at Staples Center. Anell Rivers, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Token black listener of the Kevin and Bean Show and our correspondent for the Michael Jackson Memorial. Thanks, dude.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, Ralph Garman, what time do you have to be over to the Carl Malden tribute? You were saying it was at the Dupars by Farmer's Market?
It's a booth at Dupars. Around 9:30, I guess I'll roll in. Good luck.
Okay.
With that.
Have a good time with you and your three friends.
I won the lottery. Yeah, very excited.
All right, time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Tuesday morning.
Still Michael Jackson free, I want you to know.
All right.
Just keeping you posted in case you're tuning in late. I am running clean of any Michael Jackson news in the show.
It is being covered.
My personal boycott.
A little bit elsewhere.
Nothing anyone needs to add.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including everyone
now,
who's talking about it.
If he came back to life, it turned out the whole thing was a hoax and he's alive, and it was just publicity for the tour, would you then talk about it?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a bit of a change. Yeah,
that would be newsworthy. That would
just check it.
That would be some news.
That or the toxicology
report. Not news.
Where's Bubbles?
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Unless they take Michael's brain out of his body and implant it into Bubbles' head, and now he throws poop while he moonwalks.
That's a story.
Then that's a story that I would cover.
Good point.
I have not seen it with my own eyes. I have read this morning that they asked a veterinarian on the Today Show today if Bubbles was aware that Michael Jackson is dead.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
there needs to be some murdering.
Wow.
There needs to be some murdering. There.
Murder.
That's what I'm saying. The people need to pay the ultimate price for this. I'm telling you, this is a major. We're going to look back and say, geez, when did America start circling the drain? When did that country start to collapse? Remember that day when everybody was talking about the Staples Center thing? That was the beginning of the end for that great nation. Now look at them lying in ruins.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Yeah.
Let's talk about more important things. Hillary Duff will be joining the cast of Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, she will be playing the roommate of Jessica Zor on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary's character will be a teenage movie star who is looking for a typical college experience. So she goes to school with the rest of the Gossip Girl gang, and apparently she gets involved in a romance with Penn Badgley.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good?
Well, you know, the pen's mightier than the sword.
Put it in the file.
I don't even know what that means.
All right.
Kendra Wilkinson, formerly of the Girls Next Door, Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend, and Hank Baskett got married over the weekend.
And he is?
He's a football player, plays in the NFL. He's a wide receiver.
Who does he play for? I don't.
He plays for a very popular team in the NFC East.
A bunch of games.
<He's right. laughs>
It's a team in the NFC East that is neither Washington, Dallas, nor New York.
It's weird that you can't think of it, but okay.
No, I can think of it. I just can't say it. They're talking about their baby. Now she's going to have a baby.
Right.
And she has announced that they plan on raising their child in a very strict Christian home.
Really?
Yes. Where school comes first.
Okay.
Wow, that kid's going to have nothing in common with his parents. That's a shame. Look, you don't get to be all boobylicious and dancing on the pole and being a slutty Playboy playmate and then raise your kid to be a Christian. That's not fair to the kid or to me if it's a girl 18 years from now. So you better rethink that, Kendra. It is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today, so I want to give you a heads up what's out in stores. It's a good day if you're old.
Okay. Bean?
Murder,
yeah, I'm listening.
Murder, She Wrote, the 10th season, available on DVD today.
Finally. Bean's dad.
So tired of watching the first nine over and over again.
Starring Angela Lansbury. And Matlock, seasons 1 through 3, a special box
fantastic
set.
Fantastic news.
Well, good news for the old people. Although, if you're a fan of Matlock, the odds of you getting through seasons 1 through 3 in a box set are very, very slim.
Because you don't have that many years left.
All I'm saying is, around the beginning of season 2... You better just start. Just put that in your will. Just put the box set in your will. Mystery Science Theater 3000, the 15th box set, has been released today. Feature films Knowing with Nicolas Cage.
Okay. More of a knowing protector.
And Push with the Fantastic Four kid knocking people around.
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So that's all available today. New CDs. Bjork has some new music. Her new CD, Voltaic.
You love her, don't you?
Oh, listen to this. She's releasing Voltaic in 4 different versions. A limited edition CD, a deluxe vinyl edition, a 200-gram vinyl edition, and a 3 LP, 2 CD, 2 DVD set.
What is the gram thing? Is that a heavier record for some reason?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Okay. Yeah, better quality vinyl. This is a live album from her tour for the Volta album is what it is.
Oh, well, you listen to that.
What's that?
Listen to her music is what I'm saying. This is the music they play when you hang yourself in an elevator.
Murder.
Wow, she horrible.
I'm standing by Bjork. I love her.
So you got 4 ways to ignore Bjork today. That's all I'm telling you. Take advantage of all of them and buy none of it. That's all I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays: Ringo Starr, 69 years old today. Somebody sent me an angry email saying that, as a Beatles fan, you probably didn't mind when there was this level of mania about John Lennon when he was killed. That's like, wasn't even close, by the way.
It wasn't?
When the news coverage when Lennon was killed, they talked about it. It was a murder, too, which makes it a little bit more newsworthy, I think. But not even close. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Ringo Starr, 69 years old today. The Village People, 62. Not all of them. But... It's fun to stay at the...
Can you imagine
the construction worker, the Village People,
the
of 62?
One.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, he was in charge of clapping, I think, in the band.
He was swole.
Can you imagine telling people that you were the construction worker from the Village People? I mean, that's your claim to fame. Doesn't seem good.
I don't think the construction worker was the swole one,
was
though,
the
by
Indian?
The way. Yeah, I think the Indian was swole.
And the
construction worker, I remember him being sort of slight with a mustache and a hard hat. I don't remember.
And the cop's the one that's been getting in a lot of legal trouble lately.
Yes, he was the lead singer. Yeah. And the cowboy. Yeah. And the cowboy, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I saw in a sauna the other day at the Finnish consulate. He was handing out towels. Using his hands either.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's up?
Georgia Fox from CSI is 41 years old today. And did we really need the greatest hits of the Village People during that segment, by the way?
No. Trying to provide, that's all.
And Michelle Kwan of figure skating fame. She is 29 years old today.
smattering applause for Michelle Kwan. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, I know everybody else has watched it. We're the last ones. But since 10 a.m., we usually go to a bar and drink heavy before Cinco de la Tarde. So if you don't mind, we'd like to catch up on this morning's memorial service. We have a...
Oh, good. I'm very, very excited because I know it was scheduled to start right at 10 when we left for the bar. So right. I can't wait to see what we missed.
We have our TiVo here. Let me see if I can fast forward it to something happening.
My wife and I, our family, our friends...
Smokey Robinson, okay.
Send you our condolences during this time of mourning. Be strong. Wow,
he's had some plastic
Nelson
surgery.
Mandela.
A message for Nelson Mandela. That's nice.
To come back on stage and perform We Are the World, the song that he and Michael Jackson co-wrote together,
already
which raised
stalling.
So much money for famine relief.
Wait,
where,
what happened to the,
very
where's the service?
Of course, that it was Smokey Robinson reading a note from
Wait,
Diana Ross.
Wait, it's like 20 minutes in. Where's the service?
Note we heard referencing...
Fast forward.
It's so interesting when you listen to people who are musicians talk about the
way we record the wrong
the
time?
Songs were put together, the history of the songs, and the care that went in.
Fast forward.
Sorry, people.
We're waiting them bringing in Michael Jackson. Okay. We believe his casket will be placed at the front of the stage as the performers sing above him.
We're almost a whole spectrum
of performers, also a number of people we anticipate.
I know he was a black guy, but did he have to be late to his own funeral?
Well. But I talked to Kenny Ortega, who is the director of this celebration.
He did all the High School Musicals.
Mm-hmm. He did, and he was a co-director, co-creator of the O2 shows.
The medical professionals who've been with him about how difficult it was for him to do those grueling those shows are absolute.
What happened to Mariah Carey and Lionel Richie and all that
there,
stuff?
And in some ways a naivete that people could connect to. One of the things I found personally when I met him from talking to the dozens of folks who were close to him, universally they say he was such a nice, kind person.
Okay.
That he was
shouldn't someone be on
very
stage
polite.
Saying this?
somber scene of some of his brothers
still
as pallbearers putting the casket in the back of that hearse.
Worst funeral I've ever watched.
Watching as that hearse made its way down the highway right here to the Staples Center.
How about let's get on with the service?
It is really a final moment. The family I know wanted to focus on
Mike, they're
Michael
talking
Jackson's
about the
Hearsty
Highway.
Which is tremendous.
And we'll see likely if they bring the casket in and put it front and center in the front of the stage.
Maybe we should fast forward. All right, there we go. Fast forward.
Gathering to the stage. We've heard some applause. Let's go back.
Okay, there's a choir.
Oh, finally, something.
There's a choir.
Celebration of the life of Michael.
All right,
go.
Good. This is great.
Out with the old, in with the new. Goodbye, clouds of gray. Hello, skies of blue.
This seems awfully inappropriate.
Dip in the pool.
What is that?
A trip to the spa. Endless days in my chaise. The whole world according
These
to
are the kids
moi.
From the kids from High School Musical.
Excuse me. Thank you.
This is inappropriate at best.
Iced tea imported from England. Lifeguards imported from Spain.
Did Michael sing on this?
Towels imported from Turkey.
No, this doesn't make any sense at all.
Turkey imported from Maine.
I'm firing my TiVo.
This is bull.
Ralph, you must be so excited. Now, the rest of the world will be joining you on Not Talking About Michael Jackson now that the events of the day are finally behind us.
You have to be kidding yourself if you believe that. We are in for a good another 6 months, I say.
What? It's not over yet, but he's in the ground. Come on.
But not 100% saturation like now, right?
Dude.
Right?
Just wait till they've just been amping up. They're just getting their Michael Jackson tribute specials out of the editing bays. They're all hot and fresh right out of the oven. We're
going
to have documentaries and series and looks backs and a salute to. And let's look back on how people feel about the fact that now it's over. And
that's fine as long as it's like one show, like 2020 does it, and then another show does it. But now it's on every channel, every minute of the day.
Anderson Cooper has announced he's changing his name to Anderson Jackson.
Really?
And he's just
going to
talk
serious.
About Michael Jackson in 360 every day on CNN forever.
Wow.
I think three of the networks, I think it's ABC, NBC, Fox maybe, I could be wrong on that, all have hour-long or more tribute specials tonight. I mean, that's their network planning for tonight is more Michael Jackson tributes.
Okay.
No!
No, okay.
It's not okay.
But I'm saying if they burn them off tonight, okay, we take care of it all in one day. And then we're good.
We don't even have the autopsy or the toxicology reports back yet.
Well, that'll
What's
going
to happen when that happens?
I just don't want it to continue between now and then for 4 weeks.
All right. What else is going on besides the name we will not speak?
Important things. Lady Gaga is in the news. She has said that she is not impressed
with her peers. She's not impressed with her peers.
No, she says she never hangs out with other celebrities.
Okay.
Because she finds them quite delusional and self-obsessed, she told the London Sun newspaper. She says the one exception she's found to that rule is Kanye West.
Because he's not either.
You're right, Gaga. He is the poster boy for humility.
What?
And down to earth.
Oh, could not be. Could not be more of a regular guy.
Is she joking?
I don't know if I'm taking her judgment calls on celebrities anymore. Yeah, it's madness.
King of Mexico. I am the number one human being in music.
Right.
That means any person that's living or breathing is number two.
He's humble.
He's not self-obsessed.
The King of Mexico just whispered in my ear, they're going on tour together.
Oh, well, there you go.
Perfect.
So she's got to make nice.
Yes. He's the only great celebrity.
Yeah.
That's paying me to perform.
Yes.
Yeah. So backstage with Kanye, she'll be Lady Gag Gag.
Oh! Right? That's real talk right there, man.
That's what we're saying.
It's a little too real for my taste.
Yeah. Sad news. Joyce DeWitt of Three's Company got popped for a DUI.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Janet
from Three's Company got popped at 4:30 p.m. on Independence Day, ironically.
4:30 in the afternoon?
Her independence will be taken away due to her actions on Independence Day. 4:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
Well, you know, I guess afternoon picnics and whatnot, barbecues.
I guess.
You get a load on. Apparently there was a barricade in El Segundo that was meant to control car traffic, and she blew right past it. Cops don't like it when you run their barricades.
Sure, mm-hmm. There's that.
They pulled her over. She failed a field sobriety test, and now she is... have to deal with the court issues of a DUI. First of all, it's bad enough you're Joyce DeWitt of Three's Company.
Yeah.
There is that.
Then you're in El Segundo.
Again, strike two.
And then you get the DUI.
I think the mugshot may be strike three if you guys have seen that.
Haven't.
Is it
spectacular?
It's pretty rough.
Mr. Roper's going to be so pissed.
Really? Because how's she going to pay her rent now?
Just a TV
with
show.
Jack. Ding, ling, 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 ling. He's all gay.
Helen?
You know El Segundo?
What about it?
You know why it's called the second?
Mm-mm. No.
Because it smells like number two. That's why. That's why they call it that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's true.
God help me.
She's a national phenomena. And it is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. You can pick up Knowing on DVD if you missed that Nicolas Cage film. Push is also available. Something called Evil Bong 2.
Evil Bong 2.
Where did 1 go?
I missed Evil Bong 1.
Can I get into 2 if I didn't see
1? Apparently the sequel, Evil Bong 2, King Bong, is available in stores today as well. We might need to check out Evil Bong.
Ralph's Video Vault.
Yeah, we might need to take a look at Evil Bong 1 and 2. Maybe we can do a double feature. And a box set of Peanuts, the 60s collection. This is Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie Brown's All-Stars. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. You're in love, Charlie Brown. He's your dog, Charlie Brown. And it was a short summer, Charlie Brown. All in one big collection.
The only person here that cares about that is Bean.
Yes.
The rest of us do not find Charlie Brown interesting.
I liked the shows as a kid, the little animated specials as a kid. I enjoyed them. I still watch the Christmas one and Pumpkin, on occasion.
Those are the two best. Yeah.
But the comic strip itself, the one that was they ran in the newspaper for years, that was bull. That had never been funny once ever. That made Garfield look like Borat, that Peanut strip. So that's the problem I have with Peanuts.
What was it?
That was bull. Wow. That's what that was. I think the FBI should come by and check out
that strip. The FBI!
Check out that strip and see why it wasn't funny.
It's not right.
Do a little investigation.
What's up?
Today's celebrity birthday is Ringo Starr. 69 years old today. David Hodo.
Yeah!
The Village People. He was a construction worker.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
62.
It's fun to stay at
Mike's over there.
He's doing it.
It's Studio 54.
Yep. Over in his head. Clapping and dancing and doing coke.
Woo! Yeah. Is there any doubt in your mind if Michael had been around in the 70s, he would have been a member of the Village People?
No question.
Mm-hmm. He would have been wearing assless chaps and wearing just an Indian headdress or something. He would have had something going
he
on.
He would have been the most
obnoxious.
It was
like Studio 57 up in here today.
It was Studio 57, yeah. let's see. Georgia Fox from CSI is 41 years old today, and legendary figure skater Michelle Kwan. celebrates her 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.